The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is Friday, the 13th of July. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, a 37-year-old man was stabbed to death following an altercation late Thursday night just blocks from Rittenhouse Square. Police say it happened at 11 p.m. at 17th and Chancellor Streets. They responded to the Center City intersection after 911 calls came in reporting a stabbing. When police and medics arrived, they found a 37-year-old man stabbed at least once in the back, heavily bleeding and lying in the highway. Medics rushed the victim to Jefferson University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead 20 minutes later. Based on evidence and witness accounts, police say the victim was a passenger in a car when he got into a verbal altercation with a man who was on a bike. According to a witness, it started as a verbal altercation between someone on the bike and the two guys in the car. A fist fight ensued, and then the man on the bike allegedly pulled out a knife and stabbed the other guy. Police say five men tried to chase down the suspect with the knife, but weren't able to catch up with him. He left his bag and his bike behind. There are a number of cameras in the area, and police hope that that will help in the investigation.
There have been a number of knife murders recently, which, you know, particularly brutal and vicious.
And this one right in Center City.
Right in Center City, yeah.
A Villanova University campus minister is accused of an unthinkable and unholy crime. Investigators say 51-year-old Timothy O'Connell was receiving and viewing child porn. His arrest was the result of an FBI investigation into another suspect who authorities believe O'Connell had contact with and from whom he received sexually explicit images of children. According to an affidavit, those legal images were sent using a messaging app. An affidavit revealed O'Connell's home, university office, and vehicles were all searched. Authorities say he confessed to receiving child porn and communicating with others about the exploitation of children. According to court documents, he also admitted to being sexually attracted to a girl in third grade that he babysat.
And it's disgusting on any level, but I heard the age 18 months thrown out there for that he admitted to.
You just want to die.
They're not human.
There's nothing to say.
I'm speechless. Yes. Okay.
Villanova responded with a statement that says Villanova University is appalled and horrified by the allegations. The university has suspended this individual and he is not permitted to return to campus. Villanova is fully cooperating with the FBI in the investigation. Investigators also say O'Connell used university's secure internet account to access and illicit content of children. Court documents also say O'Connell used prepaid phones to hide his alleged illegal activities from his family.
So he's using the prepaid phones to hide from his family, but he's using work equipment to contact
I guess
other
he was doing it at work.
Deviants.
All right. What was his job?
He was a minister, a campus university campus minister. Police investigating the death of a six-year-old boy in Southwest Philadelphia say it took over an hour and 40 minutes for someone to call authorities. The incident happened at 7:30 Thursday evening in the 2100 block of South Daggett Street. The stepfather of two hearing-impaired six-year-old boys told authorities the pair was playing outside with water guns when one of them ran through the house, slipped on the kitchen floor, and hit his head. At that point, he picks him up, realizes he's injured, and takes him to the second floor front bedroom, places him on the bed, and comes back outside himself to smoke a cigarette, Philadelphia Police Lieutenant John Walker said. 15 minutes later, police say he checked on the boy again and then came back downstairs. Police say the stepfather waited more than an hour and a half to report the incident to police. Meanwhile, the little boy was upstairs fighting for his life.
Oh my God.
Police haven't said if they suspect foul play, but they are trying to piece together exactly what happened and why it took so long for him to call for help. The boy was pronounced dead at the scene, and homicide detectives continue to investigate. All right.
You got any more?
I'm sorry. And then there was the mall that collapsed in Mexico City.
And then, of course, there's children starving around the world and diseases rampant. Enjoy your Friday.
Could have done Build-A-Bear.
That's a good story.
That would have been a good one.
Yep. All right.
All right. Let's do sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Home run and drove in three runs. Nick Pivetta took a three-hitter into the seventh inning, and the Phillies beat the Orioles 5-4 last night in Baltimore. The Phils got 12 hits off Kevin Gausman, and Alfaro singled and scored in the third inning, hit a two-run double in the fourth, and led off the fifth with his sixth home run. After building a 5-0 lead, the Phils held on for the win to move a half a game ahead of second-place Atlanta in the National League East. Next up is a weekend series in South Florida against the Marlins. Jake Arrieta, who picked up a win in his last outing against the Pirates, will get the start tonight. Game time is at 7:10. The woman who called 911 after being beaten and robbed of jewelry in a home invasion told police she believed her ex-boyfriend, thought to be Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy, set her up for the attack. Attorneys for McCoy's girlfriend, a former girlfriend, Delisha Corden, have previously identified her as the victim of the home invasion. The 911 caller initially told the dispatcher she believed the attack had something to do with my ex-boyfriend. She later told the dispatcher the lone intruder left through the front of the house on what she believed was advice from McCoy. When police arrived at the scene, the caller told the dispatcher she did not want to leave the home because she was afraid McCoy was watching on cameras. On the call, she said, my boyfriend, who I feel like did this, who set me up, is going to see us on the camera outside. We're breaking up and he wants all his jewelry back. The Pro Football Hall of Fame will not acknowledge former Eagle Terrell Owens individually during Enshrinement Weekend in Canton, Ohio next month. Hall of Fame Executive Director Joe Horrigan told reporters that the focus is on the guys who are here. There's no reason to bring him up as an individual. He's not here. Owens announced last month that he would not attend the ceremony scheduled for August 3rd and 4th and would instead give a speech at his alma mater, the University of Tennessee, and the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yes.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. It is, like we said, Friday. If you're just jumping in, we are broadcasting live. We picked up and we moved over to New Jersey, and we have landed in Camden at the brand new headquarters of Subaru of America. And this is our returning of a thank you for the Camp Out for Hunger contribution once again that they did. And I think we were putting the number. This might be the sixth time we broadcast from Subaru of America.
More than likely, yeah. Our first time here. The other facility, we used to be the home base. I think is still up and running, but was being broken down. Right, there's still people still working there.
Or? I don't know.
We'll find out from our Subaru head honchos today. Yep. Yeah. So this is a new location, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning. Very modern decor. Steve, it's the little details that I love about
little
new
details,
places.
Little details, presentation.
And I would like to point out that if you notice, the lights in the ceiling of the other room opposite here are in the shape of the Triforce from the Legend of Zelda video game.
There we go. So there's clearly a big Zelda influence.
Maybe
the building.
But we're in their cafeteria, and down the hall from us is the actual kitchen area, which we are going to explore in a little while, because I'm telling you, if you work at Subaru, you're eating well.
Yes.
And we've said that for many years.
Not only that, if you bring your own stuff, there's a whole room of like microwaves over here to heat up stuff. It's just incredible. And a much more casual hang sort of feel to the cafeteria.
Yeah, they have
couches
right outside the windows. They have their vegetable garden
of course.
Right here in downtown Camden. So they've got all kinds of cool little details that are awesome that I can't wait to explore as we will do that through the course of the morning. Now, with all that going on, we have some stuff going on programming-wise. We're going to give away our Word of the Week prize this week today at the end of the show, which is the axe-throwing experience. So we've got that coming up. If you've been collecting the letters, make sure you stick around for that. Guest-wise, we will have stopping by today, Ari Spears.
Yes.
And Ari's been out to...
He was out to Keenan's.
Yeah, so he's been to one of our live broadcasts.
Yes, we're not going
to
be doing a wet T-shirt contest.
Did he also was at a Granny Grand Prix.
Was he?
Yes.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
You are correct.
He travels with the show.
He does. So today he'll be at Subaru, which is cool. And he'll be performing tonight at Helium Comedy Club and also Saturday. And there's a Sunday show, too. And he's great. We love him. So it's going to be
absolutely
cool
this morning.
So those things and more are going to be taking place. And we're going to find out about this wonderful company as well, how philanthropic they are, how amazing they are at giving back to the community. It really is a priority to the powers that be at Subaru to make sure that our community benefits from their success.
It's true.
Well.
And that's so, you know, we ask you to just, you know, as we go throughout the day today, listen to the praise and listen to what they do, because I think they set an example for so many other companies, and we'd like you to follow suit and maybe think about it for your own company next.
You know, absolutely.
For the next camp out.
In fact, I'm sure we will hear from Matt Ritter about that later on. He's the guy that really got this company headed in their contributions in support of the Camp Out for Hunger, and his desire for other companies to do the same thing is so strong. It's very impressive.
Yes.
And it's really, really cool and selfless. of him and these guys. So it's really awesome. So we have those things and more coming up today. We'll take a break, come back in a second. The Emmy nominations came out yesterday. We'll run through a few of those. And a stupid question, the Entertainment Report is on the way. We'll be back in just a moment, live from Subaru of America on MMR.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I know. I'm sorry.
Let's do the stupid question. And today we are going to give away a 4-pack of tickets for the Keystone Truck and Nationals at Maple Grove Raceway. And that's July 20th and 21st. So here is a Subaru related question. This is interesting because I've done one before.
Yeah.
About the logo of Subaru and the fact that it is the Pleiades Star Cluster. All right. It's also known as M45 or the Seven Sisters. Okay. So the Star Cluster is called the Seven Sisters. With that in mind, how many stars are in the Subaru logo?
How many stars? Subaru logo.
215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer.
Looking around.
Call right now.
Go running out to your car.
I'm going to go through some birthdays while we are awaiting your answer. Today is Friday, the 13th of July, and there's a couple of big genre birthdays today. Harrison Ford is celebrating his 76th birthday today, and he's still doing it.
He's doing well, yeah, absolutely. He's in another movie coming out. He was good in the Blade Runner sequel. Did a great job in that. So, and here the guy's basically indestructible. Crashes his plane.
Is there another Indiana Jones movie coming out?
Yes, there is.
And he's going to be Indiana Jones, right?
Yes, is this the one where he like kind of passes the torch?
This is one where he's actually a retirement home, and he leads a revolt to get the bocce equipment back.
Oh,
yeah, okay. It's really
finds the golden bocce ball.
That's it. Yeah. At this point, though, he can still pull it off. They're going to have to pair him with somebody, you know, who's going to. I mean, they paired him with
River Phoenix.
No, not River Phoenix.
Shia LaBeouf
in the last one.
Yeah,
and it was okay. There are moments that are actually really good in it, but
I agree.
Yeah, there's some very stupid stuff.
So maybe they'll kind of reconnoiter that and turn it into a great one. But besides, you know, obviously Star Wars and Indiana Jones and Blade Runner and some of these, he's been in some pretty heavy movies like Witness and The Fugitive and Air Force One and so on.
The Fugitive. Remember the first time you saw The Fugitive?
I loved
it. How damn good was that movie?
I loved that movie. Harrison is 76 years old today. And then another one of these geeky heroes, Patrick Stewart.
Ah.
And of course, because of Star Trek The Next Generation and the X-Men movies, but he's a great Shakespearean actor, and he's been around for a long time.
I regret not getting to see him do the one-man show he was doing, A Christmas Carol, you know, where you basically reads the entire book, does all the characters for a couple hours, but he's awesome.
He is celebrating his 78th birthday today. Also, and by the way, I don't see anything on my phone screen or to let you know.
It's a little surprise for you, Preston.
That's great. Yeah. I am looking for callers here in just a moment, so I want to make sure that's working. Cameron Crowe's birthday is today.
Yeah.
Cameron Crowe has directed some and written some great movies. He's been at the helm of, obviously, Almost Famous. He was a writer, director, producer, Fast Times, Ridgemont High. He wrote Fast Times.
He wrote and he did not direct, but he wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He actually was he did a thing where he was young enough to pass as a high school student and sort of infiltrated a high school with the blessing of the school.
Wow.
And just kind of saw how the kids at the time were acting and reacting and put the script together.
And Almost Famous is...
That's him.
It's biographical, right?
Mostly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he took some stories and some liberties, and it's sort of about Led Zeppelin. It's sort of about The Who, which was Crow's favorite band growing up. And then some awesome, just obviously incredible music throughout that movie.
And then Say Anything, Jerry Maguire. We Bought a Zoo was his, too, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I heard... Wait,
it's, you know it's good, though? Yeah. The sequel, We Rented an Arboretum. It's really...
Not as exciting?
Not as exciting, but if you were into... flowers,
flowers
and stuff.
And
oh my God, it's amazing.
We Bought a Zoo, a true story?
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. But all the animals died and there was a murder suicide.
Oh, that was the director's cut. He's 61, Cameron Crowe. And then the last birthday, Cheech Marin.
Wow.
Richard is actually his first name, but Cheech was always his nickname from Cheech and Chong fame. Yep, and he is 72 years old.
He owns a very extensive Mexican and Spanish art collection that's worth millions.
Yeah, that's his passion.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently he's really good at it, at spotting, you know, really well-done artwork and selling. And
seizing upon it.
Yeah. So on and so forth. So.
Obviously, the Cheech and Chong movies are great, but I love him as Romeo in Tin Cup.
He's great.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
He's fantastic in that movie.
And Nash Bridges, of course. We're all huge fans.
Is he in that?
He was in Nash Bridges.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and Don Johnson in Tin Cup.
There you go.
And
there
Nash Bridges. Is. So Richard Cheech Marin, 72. Yes, Casey.
All right, one last birthday. It's a big day in the Foster household. Happy 11th birthday to my son, Seamus. He's probably not even awake, but we'll podcast this for you.
Very nice.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Why are we playing Uprising?
He loves the song.
Thank you for giving that context. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
he's actually playing bass on this.
I didn't know why you're talking about that. And one we missed yesterday. Yesterday was Pancake's birthday.
What?
So do you know what? Like, Pierre got him these Vans sneakers, all right? So Vans only put out 12 of these sneakers. They were Phillies Vans.
And Pierre found them?
Pierre found... Dude. Do you know how much they were?
How much?
All right. So,
are you really? Should you really say this? Or?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll tell you guys off the air.
No.
I'll tell you off air.
Mouth it to me.
That they're $800.
But do you know how he found them?
$800.
No. How did he find them?
I don't know. I'm asking you because it's a good find.
All right. Yeah. So he found them because Pancake found them, right? And then he told Pancake to buy them, and then Pancake's like, "I'm not going to buy them. I don't want to do that." And then he's like, "No, you buy them." He goes, "Because if you don't buy them now online with my
he's
credit
right.
card,
he's right.
Is if you don't buy them right now, you're going to make me drive to South Street and blah blah blah. So buy them right now." You know,
this is awesome.
Let me see. Yeah. Can I see it?
Yeah. I mean, that's. So there's only how many?
12.
12?
12 pairs of those in the world.
And you need to understand that not a day goes by that Pancake does not come in adorned in Phillies garb.
Mm-hmm. And, like, so you should have seen him yesterday. Like, he was just sitting there with the box. Like I just, I can't.
That is so
like,
cool.
Just
that's
dumbfounded.
So,
that's
so Pierre.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's so Raven.
Well, happy birthday to him. What's that, Marissa?
He was leaving the studio, he took them off, and Pierre's like, "Why'd you take them off?" He's like, "Our studio's a little dirty. I don't want to wear them. He doesn't want to get the bottoms dirty." Yeah. No.
All right, so happy birthday to all celebrating birthdays today. Let's see if we can get an answer to this stupid question. Subaru actually means Pleiades. It's a Japanese name for Pleiades, the star cluster M45, also known as the Seven Sisters. And how many stars are in the logo for Subaru? Because that is the logo, Pleiades. 215-263-WMMR is the number. And I will go to, I'm sorry, having a hard time here. I'm going to go. Let's see if we get Lucas on the line. Lucas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, nice. Yeah. Lucas, do me a favor. How many stars are in the Subaru logo?
Six.
Six is correct. Yes, sir. And it was kind of a trick question. The reason being is because the star cluster is nicknamed the Seven Sisters. And tradition is one of the Seven Sisters is invisible, hence only six stars in the Subaru
Did
logo.
Did not know that.
Yeah. There's
seven there. One is invisible.
I thought that
because
was...
Because of the magical invisibility ray.
Kind of unique. So we are going to set them up with a four-pack of tickets to the Keystone Truckin' Nationals at Maple Grove Raceway, July 20th and 21st. Visit MapleGroveRaceway.com for tickets and for information. All right. So the Emmy nominations were announced yesterday. HBO's Game of Thrones led all shows with 22 Emmy nominations.
Wasn't that the case last year?
No, last year, Game of Thrones was not eligible for any Emmy nominations.
Is that right?
And I don't know exactly why, so they didn't have any of them. Nick?
Maybe because they weren't on the year before? They take such long hiatuses?
It may have had to do something with the broadcast.
The last time they were in, I know they were the highest vote getter or highest nomination getter.
But it wasn't last year. Huh. So HBO's Westworld and NBC's Saturday Night Live were nipping at Game of Thrones' heels with 21 each. And Hulu's Handmaid's Tale nabbed 20.
That's your favorite show, right? Game of Thrones is...
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is number one?
That's the big one.
All right. And they're both basically the same show, aren't they?
It's pretty much... They both have dragons. No, but Handmaid's Tale, I just can't get enough of. I have not watched the final episode, which just aired on Wednesday night. My wife gets back in town tomorrow. It's the first thing we're doing when
just
she gets home.
Watch.
Nah, I'm going to wait because we've watched every episode together.
Preston, good marriage involves lying.
Press, what you should do is when she gets home, have like the lights dimly lit, have rose petals leading her all throughout the house to the couch.
And they're into the TV remote there in the middle of a...
Have a condom on the TV remote.
Yeah, that is so romantic. By the way, Preston, I'm watching it. I caught up to season two.
Mm-hmm.
Something started happening in season two. I was watching it yesterday. I fell asleep and then it went on to the next episode.
You woke
up
halfway through Goonies.
No, but I'm so mad because something happened and...
You're saying something happens in the show?
And it ruined it. Like, it already... Like, there's a spoiler alert that I woke up to because I had fallen asleep.
Dude, well, don't fall asleep.
You and your wife fall asleep on TV shows all the time.
Preston, we work so hard.
Oh, shut up.
We work our fingers to the
bone.
It's
because you lay in bed.
Yes.
And you watch these shows late at night.
Yes.
Shows that you want to watch. Tell me if you do this. I have if I want to make sure I stay awake.
Oh, yeah.
I sit on a bed of nails. But I sit up. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. If I'm laying down in bed, I'm going to run that risk. However, I've programmed myself over the years to, you know, just shut it off.
Well.
Shut it up.
Me personally, unlike you, probably Casey, I have a bedtime. Like I head up two stairs up the stairs at a certain time. So I'm like, if we don't start watching this by 7:30 or whatever, then we're not going to be able to watch it. So
yeah.
I was just going to say the same thing. That's what I do. So I'll give myself until 9 o'clock to watch. And I know that's early for you guys, but to watch TV, you know, watch a show. But then at 9, TV goes off and...
Same here.
At 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, the TV goes off and I get my full, robust 4 hours of sleep.
Handmaid's Tale did great. Game of Thrones nominated for Best Drama Series, and it will face off against The Handmaid's Tale, which won last year.
Yes.
Because Game of Thrones wasn't in it. And for the first time since 2011, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is not up for Best Actress in Comedy. Yep. Rachel Brosnahan and Tracy Ellis Ross and Issa Rae are among those battling it out for that award.
Tracy Ellis Ross is from Blackish.
Okay.
And the other names again?
Issa Rae.
Rachel Brosnahan.
I have the full
Pierce Brosnan's mother.
I have the full rundown list, but I don't know.
Well, who cares?
I don't know where.
We're gonna do it later, right?
Rachel Brosnahan or Brosnahan or whatever. She's House of Cards.
Okay.
All right.
What was the other one?
Issa Rae. ISSA is how you spell her first name.
You know, now there's so many shows that are on across all the different services.
Insecure on HBO.
Oh, Insecure. Okay.
The 70th Primetime Emmy Awards, hosted by Michael Che and Colin Jost, will air live on, is it Jost or Jost?
Jost.
Jost, thank you.
I know. It's pompous. I would say Jost.
Yeah,
And it is going to be on NBC from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles, and that is not till September 17th. By the way, a gal who we've made fun of over the years, Sandra Oh, made history becoming the first Asian woman to earn a Best Actress nod.
Oh, wow.
So she's making history.
That is cool.
She is a great actress.
She was really good in Sideways.
Fantastic.
She is good. I mean, just in that show just in general annoys me. So.
Yeah.
All right. She's collateral damage.
We may break down some of those things a little bit later on. We'll get into it in a bit, but... right now, we'll talk about some other celebrity things. George Clooney is still in recovery mode after being thrown 20 feet in the air during a scooter ride. That sounds painful.
It's incredibly loud.
In Sardinia Tuesday morning, the 57-year-old was spotted leaving Italy on a private jet with his wife, Amal, who carried one of their twins, baby Ella. It's a damn good thing that she didn't, you know, She wasn't on
the scooter, yeah.
Yeah, with the kids. So Clooney needed assistance to board the plane, but he appeared to be in good spirits, grinning at the crew.
Is he able to make BMs, Preston?
I don't know. There is no word on his BMs.
I'm just curious.
To be honest, I hope so. So he is...
Listen, the guy, how old is he again?
Is he 57, I think? Wait, no, he's older than that. 57, sorry.
I think the fact that he was in good shape, and he was able to take the hit, because normally, I mean, he was out of the hospital just a couple of hours.
I mean, did he smash his head?
He smashed his head and ripped off both his arms.
Ooh. No. His helmet broke.
Yeah.
The impact. So.
Well, imagine if he wasn't wearing a helmet, he'd be dead.
Yeah. Steve, you were talking about the reviews from the new... Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, Gizmodo. So goes raves on it. Says it's phenomenal.
Tom Cruise has some very sage advice that he'd love to have given himself 30 years ago. Cruise spoke to E.T. on Thursday at the Mission Impossible Fallout.
I want to go home.
premiere in Paris. No, not E.T. This is Entertainment Tonight.
Oh.
He's being interviewed by the alien?
I get to... Where are you from?
A place far away.
He wasn't shy about discussing another blockbuster project in the works, the long-awaited Top Gun sequel, which appears to be ready for takeoff. No, I'm actually excited.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yes. Right. That movie is so bad that it's great. I hate that movie.
What if they do this? And what if they take it now and actually real-world it up and Mission Impossible it up and really give it some teeth? Because... But you know what? I see Dr. Mike's joy. He adores this movie. So I have to revisit it. I just got it in 3D. It's hokey. I get it. But maybe in the second go-around with what they're able to do, we'll get to see a more ballsy, grittier Top Gun.
Maybe.
I mean, Val Kilmer's showing up for it.
Dude.
He is.
You're saying it's not gritty. They were playing volleyball in the sand with jeans on. I mean, that's pretty damn gritty.
Casey's interpretation of gritty is very unique. But maybe you agree. We'll see. But anyhow, they had apparently had archival footage of Tom Cruise's 1985 interview with Entertainment Tonight on the set of the original Top Gun, and he couldn't help but laugh at his younger self's description of the film's hero, Maverick. He had said, very sure of himself, he loves his plane, he loves to fly. And he was getting a kick out of it. He laughed about it. When asked what advice he'd give his younger self after watching the clip, he didn't hesitate. He said, just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, and join Scientology.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Nick, I'm curious, though. Did you hate Top Gun right off the bat?
Yes.
Wow. That's surprising.
I would say that I kind of liked it, but the liberties they took with the whole, I'm like, dude, that's not how the military works.
It totally works that way, Preston.
Oh, does it really?
Always date your flight instructors.
right.
Yeah, and they were at that time. Tom Cruise was a massive heartthrob, and that was part of the deal. And they were playing into that.
I loved Kelly McGillis.
Yeah,
I didn't know that she was a truck driver.
She was 200 pounds big, more than. But no, and that's the way they sold it at that time. Though they did have as you would well imagine, the full cooperation of the Navy.
But
so
that
they
was
had access. You see, like Dr. Michael said, on that jet level, the fact that you're seeing these real pilots pulling off these stunts.
Right. I should qualify. I've hated it more over the years because of people loving it, and I just find it to be really cheesy. But listen, if you enjoy it, I don't really care.
It doesn't bother me.
And I'll also say this. I love Tom Cruise movies. There aren't many that I don't like, and I said this on the air a couple of days ago, but I think the Mission Impossible movies get better as they grow. Like, every Mission Impossible movie is better than the one that
they're saying this one, Nick, is I'm looking for it now, but I showed it to you guys. Basically says when jumping out of a plane, getting hit by lightning, and saving someone in free fall are the less impressive stunts in a movie.
Right.
That's what,
and it's not just about the stunts, although the stunts are the tentpole of all of these movies.
It's but the recipe.
They're great movies with really good actors, and he surrounds them, and they're written well.
So did you like Iron Eagle?
Gossett Jr.
Yeah.
Now that's more accurate because
I liked Hot Shots Part 2.
Any pilot worth their damn hooks their Walkman up to their thigh.
That's right. Yeah. Or just like let some 18-year-old kid, hey, here are the keys to the F-16.
No, you
have at it, kid.
You turned it over to Randy Quaid, who was a crop crop duster.
So anyhow, yeah, last month it was revealed Val Kilmer signed on to reprise his role as Maverick's one-time rival, Iceman.
So apparently his health is good enough to be...
I guess so, to act.
Right?
Yeah. And Miles Teller's in this too, right?
Yeah, he's gonna play Goose's son. And
Gosling.
What's that?
That's what a baby goose is called.
Oh, a Gosling. Yeah, yeah, he'll be the Gosling. No, but he's playing Goose's son. So
Garrett.
We'll see how this thing pans out when it eventually.
I wonder if hopefully it doesn't befall the same fate as Goose, right?
Well,
we'll see. We'll find out.
What, his son?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Meg Ryan going to be in it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. She looks terrible.
Mira Sorvino.
We don't need you in this one. Yeah, Meg, terrible. I just wanted to let you know we don't want you in this one because you look terrible.
We don't know what your face is.
Yeah. Turn her away at the gate.
You look like you were hit by a jet.
Mira Sorvino has claimed that a casting director gagged her with a condom during an audition at the age of 16. Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, she revealed in an interview with the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's podcast that she was auditioning for a horror movie when the situation got out of hand. She said, in looking back over at my career, I realized that one of my very first auditions, when I was 16, I was completely treated inappropriately by the casting director. In order to scare me for this horror movie scene, he tied me to a chair, he bruised my arm, and I was 16 years old, and then he gagged me, and I was all game because I'm trying to be scared for the scene.
Like sort of method.
And at the end, he takes the gag out of my mouth, and then he said, sorry for the prophylactic. So he gagged me with a condom. She said, I was too young to even know, thank God, what a condom tasted like. And it was so inappropriate. And what the heck was a casting director doing with a condom in his pocket at an audition?
Try as I might, I've never been able to develop a taste for condoms. How about you guys?
No, but don't they have like mint-flavored ones or something like
Apparently
that?
Apparently they do, yeah.
Okay.
In the same podcast, Sorvino also called out one big director who she says has Oscars and is known for his social justice profile, who ended an audition by saying, you know, as I look at you, my mind can't help but traveling from the artistic possibilities to the sexual. So she's got stories other than Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure she has a lot. The thing is that her dad is such a ominous, threatening, you know, Paul Sorvino, Christ's sake. Well, you know, I guess it doesn't matter.
I mean, the idea of a casting couch is nothing new.
It's been around since Hollywood began.
But when you hear, like, that's just sort of like a vague idea, oh, the casting couch.
Yes.
But when you hear individual stories or, you know what I mean, that's when it gets...
Well, like, it's here's what's going to happen. And someone was assessing the industry in post-Me Too movement. They're saying it's going to quiet down for a bit and then come right back again.
You think?
That's what's going to happen.
Well, because, I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, but that's what this article, this person was suggesting. So
okay. Let's see. Amy Schumer is dismissing pregnancy rumors after sharing a cute photo of herself in a loose-fitting red dress in which she appears to some to be gesturing toward her stomach. Her caption also threw some people off, and she is referencing her husband, Lee. She said, Lee and I are cooking something up. Dough. I'm not pregnant. Schumer said on Instagram, it looked like I was pointing to a bump or something, but I am not.
Her husband's a chef, right? That's the case.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It says this is not her husband. I'm sorry. It's a stylist.
Stylist is a chef, correct?
She and stylist Lisa Evans are cooking up a clothing line, she continued.
Ah.
She said, Lisa Evans and I have created a clothing line for all sizes and shapes at a chill price point, and that's what I was trying to allude to, but thank you for thinking of my womb.
I demand my price points be chill.
Joshua Malina, who played Will Bailey on the hit NBC series West Wing, sparked reboot rumors by posting a shot of himself dining with pals, including fellow former co-stars Bradley Whitford and Janelle Maloney, and show creator Aaron Sorkin.
What the amazing thing about Bradley Whitford is that as he's getting older, he's getting more and more hair on the top of his head. Have you noticed this?
No, I haven't.
He was always going balding.
Interesting.
And now, like in Get Out, he started a process that he's obviously followed through with. He's got a big sort of head of gray hair.
And he has now popped up on Handmaid's Tale.
Has he?
That's what
he's
I heard.
Really good. As, he's a really
he's
good actor.
He's great, yeah. Man. I used to hate him. God, nerds. Nerds 2?
He's the bad guy.
What a douchebag.
Billy Madison as well, too. He's Eric.
Yeah.
He's working on a Nerd's Maid's Tale, which is going to be amazing.
Preston, you know Josh Molina from A Few Good Men. He's Tom when Jack Russell.
Jack Russell's Eric.
Jack. I don't know why I said Russell. Jack Nicholson.
Little dog and I bark a lot.
Get the president on the line.
You got a flag up your ass.
Yeah, right. Why don't you pull that flag out of your ass?
All right.
Taint me for a walk.
I know you're damn right I did.
That's him.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyhow, fans have been pushing for a revival of the show, especially after the 2016 presidential election. So we'll see if that ends up happening or
not. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
That's my dog.
The Kaylee Cuoco is back and upright and took some time on Thursday to gallivant in the yard with her dog and two mini horses, Schmushy and Blanca.
Why was this not on the evening news?
Cuoco had been down for the count for several days after having surgery on her shoulder.
We have to break right in right now. Kaylee Cuoco is frolicking on her front lawn with her dogs, Schmushy and Bushy.
That was just days after her wedding to professional equestrian Carl Cook.
Okay, she's loving life.
She's on the mend.
Okay.
Cuoco has documented several days of misery after the surgery, which despite its crummy honeymoon timing, had been pre-planned after she had injured her shoulder last year. In a series of videos posted on Thursday, Cuoco can be seen walking out and about with her pets, and she bonded with her husband over their extreme enthusiasm for animals. She's struggled over the past few days with recovery, bemoaning the fact that ice has become her best friend.
They both met at a Havana donkey show, and they love animals, and they're both impressed. She is one of the wealthiest actresses on television.
Is she really?
Yes, she is.
Wow. So I'm going to go back to Handmaid's Tale real quick. Warren Littlefield, the executive producer of that show, tells a Hollywood Reporter that season 3 will be a game changer.
Ah.
He said, I think that we'll get to go to another place for year 3, which is the resistance, the fight.
It's not Daytona?
Nope. June has had to battle for survival. And I think it leaves us in a place where she's able to look beyond herself, beyond the battle for her child in her unborn child in year 2 and for Hannah. And it feels like it takes us to a bigger place. So
you're loving it.
I love it. I can't get enough of
it. It's cool that now I'll have to watch it eventually.
It's like the one platform I don't have. I don't have Hulu. I have Netflix. I have Amazon Prime. But
I got it just for this.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's worth every penny.
Do you know what Hulu's good for, too? It's actually a good network catcher, you know, as far
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
you can actually watch HBO shows on Hulu because I was watching yesterday.
You can watch them on Amazon Prime too.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know what's Drunk History's on Hulu.
Is it?
So, yeah.
X-Hamster, right. If you get a chance.
X-Hamster.
It's really
Lobster Tube?
Lobster Tube. All good.
Some of Hollywood's most beloved and animal-loving stars, including Kristen Bell, Al Roker, Danny Trejo, Judy Greer, and Whitney Cummings, will appear in Celebrity Animal Encounters on Animal Planet. The series will document stars' unexpected run-ins with animals, ranging from dangerous to hilarious. As each star narrates, the audience will view an animated reimagining of their encounter.
Ah, animated. I like that.
The series is set to premiere on Animal Planet July 27th.
Why not claymation, Preston?
I think that would be more entertaining, to be honest.
Wow. My encounter with a mountain lion done in clay.
All right. And then one more thing. Christina Applegate is set to star in a Will Ferrell-produced Netflix comedy, Dead to Me, written by Liz Feldman, who did Two Broke Girls and One Big Happy.
You're saying everything I want to hear.
The show centers on a powerful friendship that blossoms between a tightly wound widow and a free spirit with a shocking secret. Applegate plays the widow.
Christina Applegate, though you would never have known it on the years of Married with Children, is a very funny, competent comedic actress.
Yeah, so she plays the widow who has an anger problem that she doesn't necessarily want to deal with. So, we'll see what that is. And it's Will Ferrell is producing it.
So you know, she's really good. And I mean, she's good at a number of things, obviously, but in the Vacation movie.
Yeah, she plays the mom.
Yeah, and she does a solid job.
Yeah. All right, let's do the clips. Here we go.
Very exciting.
It's a different...
It's
an honor of being here at Subaru.
Okay. All right, so Skyscraper follows Will Ford, a U.S. war veteran and former FBI agent, as he tries to clear his name and save his family. Here, Dwayne Johnson talks about portraying an on-screen hero with a prosthetic leg. Hit it, Jason.
There's a lot of things that I had to really keep in mind as an amputee, thinking about that every second of every frame, of every action, of every moment, what that looks like, psychologically, what that feels like.
Could you shut up?
It's in theaters now. I haven't heard anything about it.
It's about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. It really looks like he's very John McClane-ish. In the movie, I'll probably wait for it to hit home video.
I don't know, for a movie like that to be at 52%, that's actually not that bad.
No,
right?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, for Dwayne Johnson, it's he's got a movie out like every other month.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the next clip, please. After spending all his time taking care of other people at the hotel, it's time for Drac and the crew to take a trip of their own in Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation. In this clip, we learn why joining the cast was a dream come true for Chrissy Teigen. Here we go.
I always thought I had a good cartoony voice, and I feel like so much of my life has been spent on camera that it's nice to be used for your voice and to be able to have fun, and I'm horrible at memorizing lines, so it's really nice to be able to just read them.
Shut up, dummy.
Actually, she does have a really good cartoon
voice. She does, yes.
Yeah. Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation opens today.
Are you kids fans of those?
Yeah, they like them. Yeah, they're cute. The first one was fun. They had a Jeopardy question on that last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nobody got it right.
No one got it right, yeah. And it was clearly a commercial for the movie.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They showed a clip from the movie.
Okay.
And they asked to voice Drac.
No.
And they couldn't get it.
Nobody knew Adam Sandler?
Nobody knew it was Adam Sandler. God. But
by the way,
what?
That was one of the nerdiest people I've ever... I mean, like,
the
classic,
teeth.
Like, yeah. I'm a crossword completist.
Yes.
And it's one of my dreams to write the crossword puzzle for the New York Times.
By the way,
Trebek goes, Jesus.
What a nerd.
Oh, what a douche.
I changed channels before Final Jeopardy, and I didn't find out. Do you know which one won?
Yes, the middle one.
The middle
one.
Oh, not the returning champ.
The star.
Not
the returning champ.
Oh, he was good.
This guy, though, he was not good with smarts. He was good with final wagers.
Oh.
He kept winning with low amounts, but it was the
not
Star
me.
Wars.
Yeah, we're not good with final wagers.
Me and Kathy both looked at each other like, I'm
by the way, I got Parabola right last night.
Yes.
Oh, none of them got it right.
As
I got it right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Is there a Slayer category last night?
There was a Slayer category. In fact, I called Sarah at the radio station immediately. I'm like, Sarah, you still there? I'm like, they just announced a category on Jeopardy that was Slayer. I'm like, you need to record it. It ended up being pretty boring, but I was hoping there would be a good soundbite of them saying Slayer.
When you're
I thought it was going to be about the band.
When the trick is, and you're there and you're playing it with your wife or whatever, and you're sitting there watching, the trick is to blurt out an answer as if you know it. And you take a stab. And, you know, it's Formica. Formica, or Belgium.
Yeah.
Even if you, you just go for it because if you get it right. Say, how did you know that?
What is Tegucigalpa?
Tegucigalpa?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I think it's like the highest navigable lake.
What are the Finger Lakes?
Yeah.
Right. What is Lake Titicaca? All right. Anyhow, sorry. We just got on a little Jeopardy chat right there.
Yeah.
And as we were talking, I turned and looked the other way, and more people are starting to arrive. The employees of Subaru of America, and I see some representatives of Philabundance here.
Very
well.
Nice.
Wonderful to see you guys. That's why we're here, because of the amazing contributions. No, I'm not putting you on the mic yet. We'll get to that in a little while. What?
No, I was trying to get you to applaud, and you didn't. You just
walked
right
over. Yeah. It's lovely. We'll talk to you in a little bit, but we got to take a break right now.
Yeah.
So anyhow, the great contributions to
Come back.
And the Camp Out for Hunger. What are you doing? Subaru of America did, and we are in their new headquarters in Camden, and it's exciting and it's beautiful, and we'll bring you all the stuff from here today. Ari Spears is stopping by today too. We're gonna play some games. We're gonna have a great time.
Yeah,
we'll be back in just a second on MMR. Stay with us.
Preston,
the Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live.
Call in.
Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
So you want to hear what all I've eaten so far this morning?
I've seen you make multiple trips, and I've agreed with every one of your selections.
I can't help it. The food is so good here. Their chef is fantastic.
It's much more sprawling than the last... By the way, you gotta love a place that cares enough about their employees to provide a service like that.
They're so nice over there.
They are.
I went over. He was like, "What do you want? What can I help you
with?" So, Kathy, they call them Philly cheesesteak tots. Okay,
what?
So
I didn't see that.
Breakfast tots. So it's tater tots with steak, cheesesteak, cheese. mushrooms, onions, peppers, and I know I'm forgetting something else. And an egg. Thank you, Chuck. And an egg over easy on top of it.
Oh, my God.
So I had that for that was the main course. Then I went back and I had a grilled bagel with cream cheese and tomato.
Yeah.
And I had a bananas Foster crepe, which, by the way, Nick, they also have strawberry flambé.
All right, I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Crepes as well.
And they have steel-cut oatmeal.
They have steel-cut oatmeal.
I don't know what that means. I just know it tastes good.
Breakfast pizzas are over there. A variety of breakfast pizzas.
Regular pizzas.
Veggie pizzas as well. And
deli meat.
There's tons of stuff.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
There's an electrolysis booth right there.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
If you need, really?
You need extra
hair removal?
Unsightly hair removed. It's they can do it right
incredible.
Over there.
Chuck can go get his back done.
Yeah, we got
it. Well, he's going to eat first.
Yeah.
But,
eat his egg and then have his hair.
So here we are at Subaru, and we're going to go off on the food for a while because it really is fantastic. They take care of their employees here, and their employees are so generous in helping out with the Camp Out for Hunger. It's a real year-long mission for these guys, and we love it.
Well, again, and we're going to talk about the specifics a little bit later on, but the amount of people that are served by the efforts of Subaru and all the employees is almost incalculable.
So yesterday, towards the end of the show, I guess it was probably in the 9 o'clock hour, and we didn't really go to it because we had other things planned yesterday. Kathy comes over to me and shows me a picture of the Oxford Valley Mall and a line of people around the mall. And this is before we had a chance to see, it was before the mall opened, and this is before the news services hit with this whole Build-A-Bear thing that took place yesterday.
This line, I would have thought it was the premiere of like a Star Wars film or something.
Well, yeah. Or like back in the 80s, if you remember the lines for like E.T. and stuff that.
Yeah, so I'm sure you've seen the news story by now that yesterday, for the one day, you could bring in your child and you could pay your child's age for a Build-A-Bear. We probably own 30 of them at my house, maybe more. I mean, I have three kids, and it was just a go-to thing.
You can't, if you have listen, my wife is a Build-A-Bear fan, and we finally put the end to it. We have enough Build-A-Bears around the house.
Yeah.
But it's like a kid magnet.
Well, and
I was so glad we outgrew those.
Well, yeah, so Jace is six, and I'm like, okay, he's probably past this. Well, then just the other day, we passed one, and he saw Spider-Man Build-A-Bear. So he's been asking for the Spider-Man Build-A-Bear for about a month now.
Right, right.
And I'm like, okay, and I knew that this was taking place. I had seen it on one of, like, the mommy sites that I'm on.
Well, that's going to be a nice little savings.
So I was like, okay, we'll just go that day. That's what we'll do. And it really wasn't,
we'll
like,
just dart right in, dart right out.
But it wasn't, like, prominently displayed on their website or anything. So I thought, okay, maybe it's not going to be that crazy.
Uh-huh.
I was clearly wrong.
You were wrong. It was insane. I saw the video footage. I think it might have been in New York. A woman standing outside a store yelling at one of the workers.
Yeah.
We've been in line for 7 hours.
There are people dying back here.
I'm like, why did you wait for 7 hours? I mean, that's just stupid.
So the bear that Jace wants is $28. We would have paid Jace's age, which was 6. So it was a $22 savings. I'll just go next week when there's no one there, and I'll pay
as opposed
price.
To standing in line for 7 hours.
I'm not wasting
hours.
My day.
If you convert
a whole day.
If you convert payable hours,
right?
That you're going to lose.
What is minimum wage?
Right. So, would it max out at 28? That's the biggest.
Well, so I checked their website. I looked at their
Spider-Man
website.
Spider-Man bear go for $28? I doubt it.
Yeah. No.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The Spider-Man bear went for $28. That was. I looked on their website, and like the more expensive bears were about $28. And mind you, when you this pay your age was just for the bear, so it didn't include the clothes, the shoes, the hat, any of the accessories that you can buy. You still had to purchase those at full price.
And Preston, you obviously then know that's the thing. You go into build a bear, you're going to build your bear. You got your little stuff. Wouldn't he look great with a fez?
or a skateboard.
Or a pith helmet.
Or a surfboard. Yeah, I mean, they have all kinds. A bike.
We can put a little heart in his chest. He'll always be loving you.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
We can put a little sound maker. And then by the end of it, it's $250,000 stuffed bear.
Yeah, when you go there for a birthday party, all the kids touch the heart, right?
Yeah.
So, and then they all, like, make a wish or a prayer or whatever
I wish
on that heart.
Yeah.
But, you know, all right, so listen.
I wish
these were cheaper.
The clothes accessories, I understand. The skateboard, the surfboard, like all that other stuff, that's going to end up at the bottom of the toy box
totally.
And thrown away
they
in a
are.
Year.
Yes.
You know, and you know what? Also, the clothes accessories as well, they end up off the bear anyway.
Oh, I am constantly redressing the bears because I'm like, I spent money on these. I put them on. And
I'd love to see footage of that.
I don't like them
anymore. You cursing as you're trying.
Uh-huh. No, but I'll find the pieces, and I will find the bear, and I'll make sure that the Power Ranger has his little Power Ranger gun.
But it's the ultimate extortion, and it's been since time immemorial that you'll do it for the kid. You'll do it for your kids, right? So that's why you'll see, outside of a Lego store, it looks like Studio 54.
Yeah.
At King of Prussia, the Build-A-Bear store is on the bottom floor. I would, even if we had to go somewhere that was on the bottom floor, if we were with our kids, I would make us go upstairs, walk away, because that was the entrance that we go in. And we would go avoid that place at all costs because they would end up dragging us in there. And then my wife would cave every time.
Don't they have Build-A-Bear, though, banners around the mall?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't noticed that.
I stopped by King of Prussia yesterday. I had to return something. I was there, so I said, I'm going to walk by the store. I just want to see what it's like here. I'd already seen the line at the Oxford Valley Mall. And you know where, you just described where Build-A-Bear is. The line was all the way back to...
the food court?
Food court. No, it went the other way. It went the other way.
Okay.
It was at Pottery Barn and extending towards Nordstrom.
Oh my God.
I would not wait in a line that long to find out from my dying father where the will is hidden.
And think about it. When you go into the store, it's about the experience. So it's taking the kids a little while to pick their bear, fill it up, touch the heart, the whole thing.
Well, lady who's upset about waiting in line for 7 hours, it's not like you just go in and buy a bear and you're out.
Right.
Like, it's a whole process.
I want to see if anybody listening was there and
waited
in one of those lines. And if you did wait for a long time, 215-263-WMMR. I'm not sure if my phone screener is working here or not, but we'll see.
Do you know of, and I do know, there is a couple of friends of mine, actually a couple, they were drawn to lines. Wherever there was a line or there was something up, you know
they
what I'm saying?
They wanted to be involved.
A line sold the event. That was part of, it was, I got it. Preston, they'd be the ones who would be waiting at like outside of a Best Buy at 3 o'clock in the morning or camp out overnight to get the new PlayStation or whatever.
Or iPhone.
Even if they weren't, and it seemed like they weren't ever that committed to what they were getting. It was just to be the first to have it, you know? Yeah.
You know what? Casinos are kind of like that, Steve. Whenever people notice like a gathering, they're like, oh, what's this over here?
Yeah. People are drawn. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I go the other way.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, they set up, an area where you wait outside the Louis Vuitton store. And I walked by once, and I'm like, are you guys just waiting to get in the store? And that's all they were waiting for. But I'm convinced that it's part of that, to be like, okay, I need to go in there
and
see what everybody's looking at.
What do they call it? The fear of missing out.
Yeah.
FOMO.
So at hour 3 or 4, and you're still in that line, is it just about the commitment at that point that you put in this much time?
Pot committed, as they say in poker.
What is that?
You're pot committed.
I don't know what that means.
It means you've already sunk X amount of your funds into the pot. You know?
Even though your cards stink.
Even though your cards stink, you're like, well, maybe everybody else's cards stink.
Yeah.
So I have a friend that works for Build-A-Bear, and I texted her yesterday, and she just texted me back one time. I'm assuming she was very busy. but I'm just I was wondering, did they know that this was going to happen and it was sort of like a stunty thing? Because they have kind of apologized, and they put out – so if you
– They love
you it. Had to be – one of their members, which I wasn't, and I became one so that I could do this, which I'm imagining the millions of other people did as well. And if you didn't get into the store, you can go online, log into your account, and I think it's only until the end of today, I'm not positive on that, you can get a $15 coupon. So they're giving everybody who waited in line or who is a member that $15 coupon that can be used, I think, until the
There's
end of
no
the
effing
Kathy,
way.
Kathy, I think they were hoping that they would get some press out of it. I don't think they were expecting national news to cover it, which they did last night. It was one of the lead teases.
Were there any brawls? I didn't see any.
I didn't see anything about
that. There were fights, though.
There was
the Build-A-Bear crowd's a little more benevolent, would you imagine?
There was some yelling. I saw that, but no fist fights like Black Friday or anything like that I saw.
All right, so one more, and I swear I'm not crazy, but so then I also stopped at the Plymouth Meeting Mall because we were on the way home from camp, and I thought, I just want to see.
You go to camp?
I picked Jason. Oh. I wanted to see what their line was like because it's a smaller mall. We've talked about it. It's not the greatest mall. And they had a reasonable line. It was not, it wasn't crazy, but it's not a full store. It's just a kiosk. So you figure their, you know, their products are limited, what you can choose from. So it was limited, but their line was doable. Somebody who waited in that line, I could see.
All right, I'm going to go to, let me get a call here. I have an anonymous caller on the line. It says, works at the King of Prussia Mall. I'm not sure where, though. Hi, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thanks, bud. All right, so do you work at the Build-A-Bear or just a different store in the mall?
No, I do security, actually.
Oh, okay,
security
gotcha.
Security at Build-A-Bear?
Oh, man. Do me a favor. Tell me what that was like yesterday.
Well, the one at the KOP Mall, at 8 a.m., there really wasn't anybody there. We were expecting a pretty big crowd before that. But at 9 a.m., everybody started showing up, and then so on until 10 a.m., and by probably about 10 a.m., the line was already towards Pottery Barn.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they started showing up at 10, and it went actually all the way past Nordstrom's almost to MAC Makeup, which is closer to Lord & Taylor.
Yeah.
At that point in time, I would consider putting my child up for adoption.
That makes Santa Claus look like nothing there. Yeah. King, and that mall gets that line gets crazy at KOP.
And they shut down the lines pretty early at all of the locations.
Is that what they did there?
At the end of the line, when they shut it down, when people were showing up, they're actually giving them $15 off coupons good till the 4th.
So let me ask you, did they have you unholster your weapons?
No, they were actually pretty tame there. I think just after a few hours, the kids started getting agitated, and then the mothers started getting agitated.
What kid does? What kid doesn't love waiting in a line?
I think that you had to have your child with you.
Really?
You know I mean? I don't think you could have walked in and been like, "Hey, my kids."
Right. They don't serve as plushies,
right?
But so
my kid is 6 months old.
Yeah. So
oh, well, that'll be 60 cents.
Those kids waiting in that line for that many hours. Now, listen, I don't know that I could understand 7 hours waiting, but say you have, you know, 4-5 kids. That's a chunk of change to buy everybody a Build-A-Bear. So, you know, maybe it's worth it. Is it worth 7 hours? I don't know.
What's the longest line you've waited in, Preston, for something you wanted to purchase or see? When we went to for a taping of The Price is Right in California, we had to wait. Sure. Now, we were guaranteed to get in, but we had to stay and wait, and we had to wait for like 5 hours. And so we took a deck of cards with us, and we played Rummy and stuff like that and killed time.
Right.
We got through a couple of games of 500, so it took a little while.
So when you're there, though, that's sort of the thing. The tourists come and they hand those invites out, and so they're always packing the audience.
And we were hoping to get on the show and win. We didn't mind waiting. It wasn't that big a deal, but I think that's probably the longest I've actually sat online. Yeah,
I will avoid places, and I've accidentally walked into places not realizing, oh, today's the day, like Philly Pretzel Factory.
Yeah.
Oh, today's the day. It's free pretzel day. It's like, oh, damn it. And I had my mind and heart set on a hot dog pretzel, and now I'm not going to get one because I'm not waiting in line for 20 minutes.
Casey, by the way, sorry to interrupt, Kathy, but somebody said check the Facebook page for the Springfield Mall. Apparently it encircled the entire lower
level. Oh, really? The Springfield Mall, which opened in 1974?
Yeah, you remember that.
I remember that, yeah.
I think the longest line that I ever waited in was probably for a ride.
Yeah.
At an amusement park.
Yeah, because I did like that Avatar ride, Pandora ride. Yeah, yeah. I waited for 2 hours for that.
Right.
It was a 4-minute ride.
4.5 hours to see the original, the Michael Keaton Batman.
Okay. I waited for 4 hours for Eric Clapton tickets.
Yeah.
Concert tickets in 1992 or 91, something like that. And that was when you had to go to West Coast Video or some, Ticketmaster outlet and be in line. And, purchasing tickets at that time and waiting in line was sort of part of the concert going experience. Like, you would wait around for the tickets in the first place.
I waited 8 hours to get back from the Poconos after the car.
It wasn't so much of a line. Yeah, it was a nor'easter.
It was a fight for life.
Hang on. Ari was at the Springfield Mall. Hi, Ari. Good morning.
Hey, I've been listening since Y100 never called in.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're through. So were you waiting in the line for Build-A-Bear, or did you just see the line while you were there?
I took my one-year-old son to go try to see if maybe it was possible, and we knew that the lines were closing, but it was batty. There were people who were yelling at the girl who had closed the line, and she's like, this poor 18-year-old girl who's being super nice to everybody, but they're like lying to the woman in line, saying, "I've waited for 4.5 hours, and I got out of line, need to let me back in this line right now.
You have to figure you've gotten this summer job. I'll work at a low-stress place. I'll go with a Build-A-Bear.
Right?
And before you know it, you're at the Tet Offensive.
They haven't worked so hard in their life.
Hey, yeah. Ari, I'm familiar with where that Build-A-Bear is. Now, did the line come out of the store and go towards Macy's, or did it go towards Target?
They actually curved it around by the GameStop, so right in front of the Macy's, and then stopped it by that entrance.
All right. Oh, okay.
So right in front of the hair salon.
Yep.
But
that's insane.
Facebook page for Build-A-Bear right now is some of the best reading that you'll have all year. All right.
Really?
Facebook's page for Build-A-Bear. We'll have to check that out.
Is it mainly complainers?
It's a mix of half people who are saying that I took my four kids out and they were all sick and we waited for 6 hours and got cut off. And you're going, why would you make your toddlers miserable to save $20, dude?
Well, you know what? Honestly, if the line is that long, show up with, if you're a childless couple, show up, have sex, conceive the child. By the time you get up to the register, you're ready to buy the bear.
Yeah, right, it still doesn't make sense. It's not like it is a $300 bear.
But if you are really low income and you have a 3-year-old kid and you can get him something special for $3, yeah. it might be worth waiting.
I think
three
that's
or four
the
hours.
Case. But if you're looking at the line, and they were talking to people all over the strata, all different, appeared to be different income levels. It seemed like the deal of the century.
So at 8:30 yesterday morning, which was, when did the stores open? 9?
No, they didn't. They didn't open till what time? The mall's probably open like around 10. Yeah. I know that yesterday we got the Oxford Valley Mall picture at 9, and it said the mall was not yet open.
Because they Build-A-Bear on their Facebook page, and it's like, how do you reach the masses at that point? But at 8:30, it says, please be aware, based on the unprecedented response to our Pay Your Age event in our early opening stores, we are experiencing significantly longer.
We are rescinding our offer.
Yeah. Yes. Seriously? And then it says, due to safety and concerns, we understand this is disappointing. They're requiring us to limit the lines.
We suggest you bring alcohol and baseball bats.
That's the only way I would have went, if somebody had a bar set up in line.
By the way, and you know what? Now I go back to the thing about, maybe low income and kids, but I do believe that. But do you remember the Gap would have the dollar sandal deal?
Old Navy.
That was it.
Kathy would wait that line.
How much were the sandals anyway? Were the flip flops
like a buck?
Oh well, so I went and looked. No, they were like, I think they were like $4 sandals. So you were basically getting $3 off.
Yeah. Okay, and people would wait in line for a ridiculous amount of time.
But I think that there was
the experience. We talked about this. The experience. Same the thing. If you acquire, like you could say, I got this Build-A-Bear. You know that whole big thing?
I got a
Build-A-Bear.
One. Yeah.
And for many people, that's a bragging right, and that's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah, not enough for me.
I'm going to go to Brandy, who waited in line yesterday. Hi, Brandy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So what mall were you at?
I went to the Cherry Hill Mall yesterday.
And what were the conditions like there?
Well, I got there at about 9:45, thinking that it opened at 10, but it did not. It actually opened at 9 just yesterday.
Okay.
And by the time I got there, I was actually in front of the store, but the line actually wrapped all the way around the back of the mall. So I was actually at the end of the line, even though I could see the store right in front of me.
Oh, no.
There is no effing way on earth I would stay or wait in a line like that. No way.
Well, I stayed because I had promised my kids, silly me, and
it's a good life lesson, mommy
saying,
lies.
Like, it's like a 3-hour wait. And I said, okay, 3-hour wait, I can handle this. And things happened and I had to leave the line and pick up my son. I came back to see my friend who was in line, and we kind of like merged together. And as soon as we thought we were finally up at line, they brought us like up these stairs and around the corner and this long hallway that had another two loops, which is like another 2-hour wait. And I'm like, by this time I had put in like 4 or 5 hours. I'm not giving up.
So it was part of the commitment. Like you put the time
at this point,
we're getting into the store and we're getting a damn bear.
No way.
So how did it wrap up? You ended up getting the bear?
We ended up getting 4 bears, 3 for my kids, and hey, I bought one for myself after that long wait.
And you ended up paying more.
Because you're older. I'm 51.
Sorry, this is going to cost you $50, Mr. Elliott.
Hey, what was the selection like of bears, though?
I told them they were...
Sorry,
I tried to tell them I had three-year-old triplets, but they didn't believe me. They're, you know, 4, 6, and 8, so.
All right.
What was the selection like? Was it picked over? Were there still stuff in there?
There was a lot of stuff in there, but by the time you got there, it was very disorganized, so it was kind of hard to find what you really wanted. And, yeah, some of the best ones were out of stock, but okay. We still got some pretty good ones.
All right.
I wouldn't. No way. Yeah. Preston, what's the longest you waited at a restaurant?
20 minutes.
Yeah, that's my cutoff.
That's by far, that is the longest I will.
Unless
you know what, there are other restaurants.
Yeah. Well, unless you're not rushing and you can have a drink at the bar, yeah, then I'm okay for like 45 yeah. minutes.
So that's where we learn Matchbox football. You ever play Matchbox football?
Not a day goes by.
I have no idea what Matchbox football is.
It's, you know, you just, you know, you flick the football up and then you get like 4 downs to get the Matchbox to hang over the edge of the table.
Oh, you use a Matchbox. Okay.
Yeah.
I never used a Matchbox for that.
I just remember that while waiting in line at like the Trieste. You know, which is a restaurant in Prospect Park for,
yeah.
You know, I had made the mistake. I thought I'd never done Black Friday shopping before, but I wanted a Wii. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up at 4:30 and that should be good. And I had no idea. And I got 4:30. That's early, right?
No, it is not. No. Not for Black Friday. Listen, because, you know, now it's now more than ever, maybe 20 years ago, but now with social media, if you know it, thousands and thousands of other people know it.
Oh, maybe no one saw it.
Yeah, right. Maybe no one saw this.
Right. Well, apparently the CEO was on either Good Morning America or the Today Show or something this morning talking.
Go
about
to hell.
We'll find out what their reaction to it was.
You're a bunch of suckers.
But it was a massive promotion for them. But everybody with kids already knows about Build-A-Bear anyway.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, hey, we need to familiarize children with candy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it was, man.
Insane.
I had no idea. I had zero idea that existed until yesterday morning, Kathy, when you showed me a picture of that around 9 a.m. I'm like, how did people find out about this?
Well, that's what, like I kind of said. It wasn't like it was a big talk. So
it wasn't
like,
a big ad campaign.
I think I could probably go and get him one.
Wow. No. All right.
I'm on the air. I'm a broadcaster.
Well, listen, in a little while we'll have Matt Ritter of Subaru, and they are going to start a pay your age for your own brand new Subaru.
It's amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, am I wrong about that?
I'm sorry, Matt.
That'd be nice. But we are getting more employees. A little round of applause for Subaru of America. They're starting to make their way in.
It's like a nightclub in here. It's a different vibe.
You know what it is?
We should have a piano here.
It's very nightclubby. I like that.
We should dim the lights, put candles at each table.
We're here for a reason, and that's because of the amazing contributions that this company continues to do year after year for the Camp Out for Hunger. We'll talk to Matt and how and their commitment to stimulating other companies to try and jump on board and do the same thing that they're doing for our event.
The gauntlet is being thrown down today, and I think, as we were talking with Matt, we think it's going to result in some even bigger numbers, hopefully, for the next Camp Out for Hunger.
So we're in Camden, New Jersey at the brand new headquarters. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more from Subaru of America. Make sure that you stay with us. The B-File is coming up next on MMR.
Throughout 2018, MMR celebrates 50 years rockin' Philly. Keep listening for special birthday events and special programming from our long, strange trip together. Every hour this weekend, we highlight 1990. Stop.
Have a time.
The year MMR turned 22, it was the year the Hubble Space Telescope took orbit and Vanilla Ice rocketed to number one.
All right, stop.
Meanwhile, Twin Peaks premiered and Pee-wee's Playhouse ended on TV. And the McAllisters left Kevin home alone on the big screen. At MMR, the DJs had new music from Jane's Addiction, AC/DC, The Black Crowes, Poison, John Bon Jovi, Alice in Chains, and so many more from 1990. Listen all weekend as we highlight another page from our scrapbook of shared musical memories.
Sponsored by Thompson Toyota. Experience the Thompson difference at thompsontoyota.net. 93.3
WMMR, everything that's rocked Philly for 50 amazing years.
We're going to get to the B-File in a moment, but first we'd like to welcome a good friend to the microphones here as we are at the Subaru of America headquarters. He is the Chancellor of Do-Goodery.
Yes.
At Subaru. Please welcome Matt Ritter.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our brand new headquarters in Camden, New Jersey. How great is this?
Yeah,
well, you tell us. You guys have to be thrilled with this this whole setup.
We love it here. Yeah. Not only do we love being in the new space, of course, in a much bigger space, double the size of our old headquarters, but we love being in Camden, don't we, Subaru? Yay!
I mean, you're that much closer to some good fishing.
Yeah. The river. Yeah. Listen, no, Camden is definitely expanding. And you guys are right across from another generous contributor to the Camp Out for Hunger, the Campbell Soup Corporation.
Absolutely.
And their headquarters is right across the street, literally across the street.
You know, it's funny, though. Campbell Soup has a pretty kick-ass cafeteria. We've been over there as well.
Yeah, they do.
Yours is...
What do you think?
Competitive.
That sounds very politically
correct.
You're
a car company... And your cafeteria is competitive.
You guys should do a swap day.
Yes.
With Campbell's.
The cafeteria.
They eat lunch over here, and you eat lunch over there, and then you guys can review it.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah. We're very proud of our cafeteria here, and amongst everything else. We've got, you know, the cafeteria, of course. We've got a 24-hour convenience store for, like, a grab-and-go. We've got a dry cleaner, a fitness center.
Jim, yeah. So
this place is fantastic. We're all very, very pleased to be here, especially in Camden.
And still under construction. I think you won't wrap it up until later on this year, September, October, something?
Well, so... The main headquarters building is complete, right? Yeah. So 250,000 square feet and can accommodate up to 700 employees. Right behind us that you see, that's our national service training center. So that's where Subaru technicians from all around the country can come right here to be factory trained to work on Subaru vehicles, which is the big advantage, right? When customers go have their vehicles serviced, the advantage of going to a Subaru retailer is because those technicians are factory trained, unlike if you went to an independent shop where they're not.
Right.
So that's going to house our National Service Training Center. That's another 107,000 square feet. Also, our Eastern Region and Philadelphia zone will be located there as well.
It's
and that's going to open up about in October.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's really fantastic.
I would just like to remind people why we're here today and just to throw out some numbers to you. Because Subaru of America last year, the Camp Out for Hunger, brought to us in a donation 471,375 pounds, just shy of a 500,000 pounds
that's
of food.
Amazing.
We're getting there.
And in 2016, no slouch either, 422,000 plus pounds of food. So you were still flirting in that territory.
Right. Last year, that weight was equivalent to about 130 Outbacks put together. So Subaru Outbacks.
Well,
so,
you know, we were getting nostalgic the other day. You came in and we had sort of a meeting and talked about a few things that we're looking to achieve in the ensuing years. And it used to be the first time you were part of the camp out, it was sort of a caravan of actual Subarus with cans and food in each of the vehicles. From that to this is a quantum leap.
Now we're about 10 or 11 semi-trucks full so far and counting and going up. And listen, I'm just the lucky person who gets to come up and talk about it. But the folks you see here, these Subaru employees, our Subaru retailers throughout the Delaware Valley, they're the ones who are getting it done every single day. And they care about this event in particular.
Yeah.
But... it's also a part of the Subaru Love Promise. And this is an important thing to talk about because, yeah, we talk the talk, but we also walk the walk. But people need to understand this is not just the only thing we're involved with, right?
Yep.
Our Subaru employees across the country did over 6,000 volunteer hours last year alone. We already have 3,000 logged so far this year. And these folks back here care about so many different things. Our retailers, anyone who either owns a Subaru today or is thinking about it, go to the Subaru retailer. Ask them what they do in their community, and I guarantee you, you're going to get in for quite a conversation about how generous and giving back our retailers are and our associates are to their communities. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise.
It's the core business model.
It is absolutely to our core, and it's authentic to Subaru. And what's really cool about it is... it's not just, you know, it's not just Camp Out in Philabundance. We have relationships with the South Jersey Food Bank.
Yes.
Cathedral Kitchen.
Yeah.
Habitat for Humanity. And these are the places where our employees, after they're the ones getting it done all day long to make sure we're successful and our retailers are successful, then they go give them themselves in their communities. And it is, you can get choked up talking about it.
Well,
these folks here, they're the best. They're the best.
Round of applause for yourselves. You deserve it. Matt, I want to let you know that I had seen, actually, someone had tweeted out a picture. It was a Subaru sort of pantry with people could leave cans of food and take cans of food. And you know what I'm talking about? But it's very cool. I guess one of the dealerships took it upon themselves to do this.
Right.
And it's just indicative of what you guys do. But at every
level. There are little things like that we're doing all the time. The Share the Love Garden out here that you see, we've already harvested 3 times out of that garden so far this year. And all that produce goes right to the Cathedral Kitchen here in Camden.
Wow.
And this is just some of the stuff that we do at the corporate level. But our retailers... across the country, 630 Subaru retailers are doing very similar things, giving back to their community as part of this Subaru Love Promise. Because as we've discovered, we're not doing this because it's good for business.
Yeah.
It's just the right thing to do, and it's special to be a part of this.
And to a point, and I want to make sure that we stress this, and I think we might get into more of the details a little bit later on, yeah. But Matt's the only guy, the only client I've ever seen that has come in and requested interviews with us, the show. To sit down and go, okay, we've won this competition X amount of times. We feel that we're scaring away other businesses from contributing as well.
Right.
How can we keep that from happening? He calls meetings where we all get together in the boardroom and talk about ideas.
How can we get other people involved?
Other businesses involved in the Camp Out for Hunger. It has nothing to do with your business, per se. It's all about the giving to the community.
It's community.
It's amazing. And I've never seen anything like it.
Well, thanks. It's the impact that this Camp Out for Hunger that you've been doing for years has throughout the Delaware Valley is enormous. And listen, our associates, we all volunteer. We go down and sort food at Phil Abundance. Mm-hmm. We help with them with their Fresh for All locations where they're giving out food to folks who need it right there under I-95.
Yeah.
And this is why we're all doing this. And more companies should get involved. And it's not necessarily the CEO of the company who might be listening right now saying, why aren't we doing this? It's your HR departments and folks like that. Get involved. Embolden yourselves and listen, it's easier than you think to be able to give to Camp Out for Hunger and the live broadcast. This is wonderful, right? This is such a great time for all of you to be here to experience this. It's no guarantee for Subaru every year. Sure, we love it.
Yes.
But we would love other people to come in and give us a run, because you know what? When they do that, at the end of the day, it's going to be great for the Delaware Valley. All the food that is donated.
Everyone will benefit. Really, yes. And there's also, you know, we have multi-tier prizes. Absolutely. As well as a secondary, you know, Pierre Robert will be doing a broadcast at Campbell's Soup because they came in second, and they're going to get a tremendous amount of love as well. So there's a lot on the table, and it's sort of a call to arms is what you're saying
here. Absolutely, and we'll talk more about that later on this morning, I'm sure.
We're definitely going to do that. We're going to get into the Bizarre File in a second. We have some games and stuff we're going to play with you. We have a wonderful guest who is here we're going to bring on board in a little bit. But Matt Ritter wanted to get
in. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Subaru.
Official title, by the way, is the Vice President Field and Distributor Operations. He's one of the higher ups here. We love him.
Do you ever think Matt just wakes up and goes, I don't want to do this?
No.
He makes Pat Croce look like a naysayer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we've ever said this on the air or not, but he's got great hair.
He has great hair.
He's got great hair. It just always
starts with the hair and ends with the community.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to shave his head.
No, he doesn't. It goes all the way to his knuckles, too. Did you notice that?
He's got very hairy,
hairy hands.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Bizarre File. Here we go.
For one time.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I love you, Matt. All right, the file is brought to you by Delilah's. The most beautiful and talented performers are going to compete for the coveted Diamond G String Award at Delilah's on Wednesday, July 18th, hosted by Chanel West Coast. Visit Delilah's.com for details. I'm going to start with a story that happened here in Philadelphia. I think this took place yesterday. A park ranger confronted a woman seen snatching birds at Independence Mall and stuffing them in a bag yesterday. I think this took place yesterday.
Yes, the video just surfaced. I saw the video, and I just out of the blue, and she's feeding them and then just like quickly snatches up these birds.
Yeah, it's as if it looks as if she would, if you've ever tried to catch a fly, you know, she's like your hand hovers over it. She's doing this a bird very slowly, and then bam, she grabs it and then shoves it in a plastic bag. Video posted to Instagram on Wednesday showed the woman capturing what appear to be sparrows as she and a man sit on a bench near Independence Hall. The man appears to toss food to a cluster of birds as the woman leans down and grabs one and puts it in a small plastic bag, and then she ties it off as the bird flaps around inside. Park Service spokeswoman Gina Gilliam says a ranger approached the couple over a complaint that they were catching birds. Actually, this took place on Tuesday, it says.
Okay.
So the ranger observed empty plastic bags and told the couple that trapping wildlife in the park is indeed illegal.
Oh, you just can't grab up all the birds and stuff?
No, you can't.
Can't chop down a few trees or take a few plants?
No. And the biggest question has not been answered.
What are they for?
Why?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Because the Lord knows there are not enough sparrows around.
Yeah. An estate agent who stabbed his wife to death after she taunted him for having a small penis has been jailed for life.
David Clark will spend at least 15 years behind bars for murdering his wife of 10 years, Melanie, at their home on New Year's Eve. He had denied the charge, claiming that he suffered a, quote, loss of control after being subjected to sexual humiliation. During his trial, he claimed that he snapped after Melanie taunted him that she had had sex with the lesbian daughter of his best friend, and he also said she mocked the size of his penis. He said Katie Bastians.
I'm sure he loved hearing that in court over and over and over again.
He's the one who brought it up. Yeah. You know, he could have.
It's a bad defense now that I think about it.
He said that Katie Bastians went to bed with his.
Oh, and he's incontinent.
With his wife after spending the evening with the couple and her dad, Stephen.
I meant to say she was making fun of how big it is.
Clark told the Birmingham Crown Court that he was asleep at the time of the alleged one-night stand 2 days before the murder. Giving evidence, he said, Steve and his daughter, Katie, spent the night at my house. My wife and Katie were drinking. I went to bed about midnight. Stevie was downstairs on the couch, and Katie and Melanie were in the main bedroom, and I wasn't aware of anything happening. There was a lot of giggling, he said. Katie started doing, his wife later told him that Katie started doing things to her. My wife mentioned it to me because she found her on Facebook and said, it looks like Katie has a girlfriend. And I said, well, surely you could stop it. You could say no or turn away. And she didn't answer me. Clark said that his wife brought up the tryst again at home 2 days later. And they had been after they had been to a friend's New Year's Eve party. She said these things in a revengeful way, he said. I had no idea why she was saying these things. And then he said his wife, who used to mock his small penis, continued to taunt him about the tryst. So he stabbed her with a knife before dialing 911 and confessing, I've killed my wife.
Well, it all worked out.
And his quote was, she effing did my head in. So he's facing life in prison now.
I think that's a future sparrow kidnapper right there.
Police in Texas are looking for a man who broke into an office while wearing underwear on his head. The suspect, donning a blue pair of boxer briefs on his head, but not enough to completely hide his face, burglarized Enchanted Rock and Landscape Supplies. It wasn't immediately clear if he searched through all of the office drawers or not. So you can see the guy's face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Humiliated yourself by putting underwear on your head alone.
Is it so hard to find a ski mask?
The local police department posted a surveillance video of the break into Facebook in which the man is seen climbing through the window and what seems to be a flashlight in his mouth.
One of the best ones you ever had, Preston, was the guy who took a magic marker and drew a beard on his face.
Exactly. He walked up to the security camera and apparently disabled it.
Yeah.
But you can clearly see a picture of him with the underwear on his head.
You know, Steve, it happened in Texas. So in his defense, maybe ski masks aren't readily available. Not like a ski mask area.
It's not going to look any more bizarre than walking in with underwear on your head.
Yeah. Earl Stevens Jr. told investigators he wasn't drinking while driving. Instead, he was downing bourbon only while stopped at traffic signals and stop signs.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, he wasn't actually driving and drinking at the same time.
There's a gray area in the law.
Stevens' explanation, however, didn't keep him out of jail on a DUI charge following the incident in Vero Beach.
Is it drinking while driving,
county
specifically?
Sheriff's office went to a McDonald's in Vero Beach for a possible disturbance. A woman said a vehicle behind her in the drive-thru kept striking her rear bumper. She pointed to a vehicle driven by Stevens. Stevens said that he's never had a valid Florida driver's license.
Ah.
Deputies noticed that he did have an open bottle of liquor in a brown paper bag in the passenger seat. Stevens smelled of booze, the officer said, and he said he, quote, felt pretty good. He said he was drinking Jim Beam bourbon from the bottle in the passenger seat. He said he was drinking only at stop signs.
How do you feel, sir? I feel pretty good. I'm drunk, you know.
He further explained that he was not drinking while the car was moving and only when he stopped for stop signs and traffic signals.
So when you're drunk, do you stop being drunk when you start driving?
I don't know. He also said he imbibed actively from Port St. Lucie to Indian River County.
Wow.
And there are lots of stop signs and traffic signals between those two locations.
So it was safe all the way.
He had already had two earlier DUI charges from Missouri on his record as well. How about this, man? A trip down the zip line ended in misery and vomit for more than 500 people who visited Gatlinburg, Tennessee this summer.
Yes.
The Tennessee Department of Health found E. coli bacteria present in the water at Climeworks ziplining tours in the Great Smoky Mountains.
So they're drinking this water, I assume?
Yeah.
And then they're getting up on the zip line?
At least 548 sick people said that they had ziplined at Climeworks between mid-June and early July. The tree-topping tours include water stops, and the coolers are filled with well water.
Oh, man.
Well water. And that's likely where the contamination came from.
How fast is that set upon you?
It can come along pretty quick.
Yeah.
So if you're on a zip line and you got the squirts,
Oh, my God.
Emily Oney, who vacationed in the area with her family, wrote on Facebook that she had visited the zip line with a group of seven other people on June 31st. By the following afternoon, six of them were throwing up and terribly sick.
You could end up getting really sick and dying.
Yeah. Upon further investigation, she said, I found a review online from Sunday where more families were claiming to be sick from the contaminated coolers of water on the course.
Jeez. So
over 500 people got E. coli poisoning from that.
You think water is going to be pretty benign?
All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap this up. A man in the central New York village of Pulaski had a rude awakening on June 29th when a snake fell from his bedroom ceiling and landed on him as he slept. Dude, and it was a, I think it was a boa constrictor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Time to move.
Unbelievable.
The state
there's a little bit of a snake problem, but it's good to it's close to a good school.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation says a responding officer determined the snake was a six-foot-long red-tailed boa constrictor that had escaped from its enclosure in a nearby apartment.
Most people freak the hell out if there's a spider on them.
The man who was awakened by the snake wasn't injured, and the snake was reunited with its owner. So he was sleeping. It fell on him in bed. That's insane, man. All right, and that's what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back in a moment, and we are going to welcome a good friend to the show, and no stranger to live broadcast, actually. Our friend Ari Spears is here.
Yes.
At the Helium Comedy Club this weekend. I'll give you the dates and times and all that stuff in a little bit. We'll take a break. We are live at Subaru of America. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us on MMR.
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3.
I think it's safe to say that we schedule our live broadcasts around our next guest and his schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been to more of our live broadcasts. I don't even think he believes we broadcast from a studio. But we love him. He's a good friend, and we're really happy that he made it out here this morning. He will be at Helium Comedy Club this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Spears is here. Yeah.
Yo, yo, whoa, yo, yo, yo. What's up, man?
So you've done wet t-shirt contests.
Yes.
With us. You've been at a go-kart track with us before.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that one or not.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And now you're here at Subaru of America.
Y'all are trying to trick me into something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, we're just always out whenever you're coming through town.
But... I'm wondering demographically what the numbers are. Do black people drive Subarus?
Well, that's Matt.
I don't think I know one brother that drives a Subaru.
Hey, Matt.
That's not to say it doesn't happen. I just would love to know what the numbers are.
How many black people drive Subarus?
Do you know the cultural breakdown of your company?
I've never seen rims on a Subaru.
Hey, you could be the first.
That's not true.
WRX?
Yeah, their wheels are pretty sweet. And
all right.
Yeah, you
all
take a look at the cross track.
Are you a big car fan? You ever do a little street racing?
Nah, you know, black people, we like to look stylish. We don't like to go fast. We're all about style, baby.
It's about the style.
Yeah, if you're too fast, you can't see it coming.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, slow crawl, loud music, and shiny. That's what we do.
There you go. I like that, man.
In fact, you posted something on your Twitter page. You had a video of somebody on the. You notice a lot of stuff from your car.
But yes.
You're a very good follow on Twitter, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
A lot of funny stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Have you ever seen those Cutlasses that they'll put with the big rims on them?
Yes.
And it's a car that does not look like it should have rims like that.
I mean, look, sometimes we do go overboard.
All right.
Being black is expensive, brother.
Those huge-ass wheels, though, they've got to rattle your teeth out of your skull.
But you know what? That's a young thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young, you want to be flashy and impressive.
Yeah.
But I'm 43 now, so I don't even like my music loud.
Really?
I mean, I get to the point now where I'm hanging out and I hear a car come by, I'm like, man, turn that down.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting older, brother.
It happens.
I like quiet.
I live at a stop sign, and in the middle of the night, I'll hear people. I'm like, how? That's not even enjoyable. Can you even hear it?
Yeah, that's youth. That's just youth. You know, you learn as you get older.
Too.
Yeah.
It's more visceral. They want to feel it.
You want to make the license plate rattle.
Exactly.
Yeah, Once it rattles.
I didn't realize how annoying that was until you got older. Like,
right.
Like back then, I just went, yeah, I'm loud. But now you go, that is so stupid.
Yeah.
As
you're dealing with tinnitus in your later years.
Exactly. I listen to so much jazz music now.
Do you?
My hip hop card is, I got probably 1 year left. And it's time to retire.
Who are you enjoying in the jazz realm? Are you going old school?
I love Coltrane, Miles Davis.
Yes, John Coltrane's one of my absolute favorites.
Absolutely.
Is there any good current jazz?
I don't know. Okay. I tend to listen to the older stuff.
Let me ask you, did you enjoy La La Land? Because that was just a love letter.
Is that Miles Davis?
No. La La Land is that movie.
John Legend plays. It's the Damien Chazelle.
Ryan Gosling.
Right. So it's a love story.
Oh, that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, of course I didn't see that.
Well, it's a love letter to jazz. So you might.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. You might actually enjoy it.
Yeah, I might check it out.
And he plays a purist. Ryan Gosling. He's not into the newer stuff. He wants. Okay. He wants the older stuff.
It's funny, man, because I'm on my phone. If I just start playing music randomly off of that, I was with some friends in the car and I was playing it and they were like, what is this? I'm like, oh, that's Ella Fitzgerald. Sorry about that.
You know, it's almost funny because people usually before my shows, I get in a zone.
Do you?
So I got my phone and I'm listening to music and people go, what do you listen to? What do you listen to? And I think they expect me to say this rap and star hip hop, but I have a range. I like everything from, yeah, some hip hop, some R&B, but then I'll listen to some John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
I keep some white people in my repertoire.
You keep some white people music.
You keep Brian Adams with you. That's how you score white women.
Please forgive me.
They love it. Oh, my God. He's not like the others.
He's not like the others.
Now,
we play a song called I Puss.
Yeah.
A game, I should say.
Yeah.
And it's basically like on your phone or whatever. You know, if you were in the litmus test is if you were pulling up alongside a really hot woman. Would you roll the window up or, you know, would you be okay leaving it down and having them hear what you're listening to?
Right.
And so we sort of go through each other's music collections and there's a lot of stuff. What would you say is the most bizarre, unique thing in on your phone?
An embarrassing song.
Right.
An embarrassing song.
Yeah. Oh, song. If it came on around your friends, you would turn it off.
It's a confession.
What's that song was really hot by Fergie?
The ballad. I have it.
I have another one by a woman named.
I'll find.
God, it. I gotta pull it up. Listen, I'm a sap, dude.
Yeah, that's good. That's
okay. When it comes to romance and love, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get real sappy.
Dude, I was listening to Phantom of the Opera with Sarah Brightman the other day in the car, and I'm like, Jesus, if anybody were to
listen,
see this.
Okay, here she is. Colby. Collate?
Kobe Collate?
Oh, Kobe. Yeah.
Dude,
Bubbly.
That song, Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that?
Oh, my goodness.
No. It's, oh, man. I crinkled my nose.
My nose.
That's what I just said.
Oh, man.
I know my Kobe Kaye.
Come on, baby. Right.
Kaye.
What about
Kobe Kaye, mother effer.
What about this one?
No, is that the Fergie joint?
No.
Fergie's is Big Girls Don't Cry.
That one, yes.
On my phone,
yes,
right
that's
here,
my
yeah.
joint right there.
Yep, I got that one.
I'm never going to apologize for the music that I like.
No.
Let me tell you something, man. I say this proudly. When people talk about some of the greatest TV shows ever, of course Sopranos is my number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course I love Power. But you know what my top joint is?
Mm-hmm.
Sex in the City, baby.
Sex, you no. kidding?
Really?
Sex in the
Let
City.
Let me tell you something. Miranda, Samantha, Carrie, Charlotte, y'all. With that moment when Steve said to Miranda in the laundry room, "Come on, you're the one, dude." I was shed. I own the pink velvet DVD,
no.
all seasons. Sex in the City, dog.
I love that. Come on, man. What about the movies? Were you a fan?
I've seen it all.
Yeah, wow.
Come on, man. You can't. Aiden, yo, with Aiden, what I was like, yo, she don't want Aiden. She going big. Come on, man.
Oh,
man. Popcorn and Sex in the City? Man, I put my toe, I sit on my feet like a white woman drinking that coffee, that special coffee.
So which one were you?
International Delight or whatever.
Yeah, yes. Man. Come on, man.
Were you a Carrie? Were you a...
You know, Charlotte's legs.
Okay.
And heels were wonderful.
Yeah. Good for you.
But Samantha was wild.
Yeah.
But you know, the Carrie and Big thing, that you know, I was that's my man. Big was the man.
Big was the man, yeah.
Yeah, yo.
I used to watch him on Law and Order, that dude. You know,
yeah, he's good on Law and Order, yeah. But yo, there's some moments in Sex and the City. Yo, you're a player, man.
Is the getting older thing a part of that getting in touch with your feminine side thing
as well? Is the what?
Getting older, you know, aging, you start to go, you know.
Yeah, I think you tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, all jokes aside, Sex and the City, the writing to me is what made that show so phenomenal.
I never gave it a chance. So you're saying?
Let me tell you something, man. Once you watch episode one and you really give it a shot, you'll be hooked, man. The writing is just smart, and the stuff you relate to from a relationship standpoint, and it's funny. It's really funny, man. I love it.
I'll tell you what, those shows, a lot of those shows, like I watch what would be classically considered, that they call chick shows.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you get some insight on the way, you
know. Let me say something, man. Here's the problem. Here's the problem most men make. We are so egotistical and macho that we don't understand the key to a woman's heart is trying to somewhat be a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying literally,
right.
But you got to understand how one moves to get the capture.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and when you watch Sex in the City, you get some hints that let you know, okay, all right.
What was the most valid piece of advice you gleaned from Sex in the City in your dating life?
Always pay attention.
Always pay attention.
Stop talking and listen.
Okay. Mm.
You know what I mean? Most men are too busy trying to talk and prove a point.
Right.
Just listen. Even if the conversation is nonsense. Listen.
I'm still...
Man, listen. Listen to Aries Spears right now. This is good advice.
He's imparting valid advice.
I'm still reaping the benefits of a Christmas present I bought my wife 2 years ago because she liked a bag on Instagram and I noticed it. And
What was the bag?
What was the bag?
It was a Claire V bag. It's a beautiful brown suede bag with like this white and blue stripe on
it. Was it expensive?
Yes.
Wow, I hadn't even heard of that brand. What is it called?
So it's Claire V. It's out of L.A.
I know Louis Vuitton, Christian Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Fendi. I never heard of that one.
Claire V. Yes, okay. I was an L.A. Bag maker, and she had liked it on Instagram, and I'm like...
That got you some cred.
Some cred. I don't know what the cred got me.
Yeah. You ain't getting no meow?
No!
No meow.
No meow now.
So what do you have a personal style? What do you... When you go out, when you get done up, are you wearing Gucci?
I'm not a dress up guy at all.
Yeah, no.
I suits to me are kryptonite. I just like to be comfortable, man. I'm cozy. I got my flip flops, my socks. You know what I mean?
I just don't
want a t-shirt and a hat, and I'm good to go. Yo.
Well, suits always to us mean either weddings or funerals.
I have a bad time in a suit. I have a terrible time in a suit.
I feel uncomfortable on stage.
I'm going to go to a wedding or something like that where you require, and I'm like, I hate everything right now. Like,
to me, a suit. A suit looks really good on a dude if he's really in shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't do well in suits because I'm still a big dude. If I could have the six pack with the V in the front, I'd rock a suit. But I ain't.
I read something that was great the other day. Did you hear about neckties at literally cutting off some of the blood flow to your brain?
Yes, they're actually detrimental. Neckties are detrimental to your long term.
Your longevity.
Brain function,
That's a good one for us, man. Damn
right.
We have an excuse not to wear one.
We win.
Yeah.
Man, it's awesome.
Steve, you jotted down some stats here. We're talking about jazz music. Your mother was a jazz singer, or is a jazz singer?
Is a jazz singer. She sang for Lionel Hampton back in the 80s. She's at the White House. She has a picture with her and the White House singing for Reagan.
Wow.
And she tours the world now doing jazz and blues, man.
Do you have any musical capabilities?
Me?
Yeah.
I sound good in the shower.
Okay.
When the steam is running. And
you're really going for it.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
What do you reach for to sing first? Is it the buble or what?
It could be anything depending on my mood at the time.
Right, you know?
You got a Bluetooth speaker in your shower?
No, I do. I have one of those little speakers. I try to do that. A lot of times when I'm in the shower, that's when I try my impressions because with the steam and my voice is right, so I might get some John Legend because John always sounds like he's got stomach cramps. Girl, I'm loving you. So I'd be having fun, man.
What is your mom's name?
Doris Spears.
Doris Spears?
Yeah,
I have to check her out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's pretty good, man. She's pretty good.
So on iTunes?
I know she's got, she does. It's called The Duchess. She has an album called The Duchess,
Speaking of iTunes, you have your podcast.
Yes, the Spears and Steinberg podcast is my better half right here, Andy Steinberg. Yeah. I keep a Jew in my camp, man.
Keep a Jew in your camp.
Yes, all my accountants and all my important people wear yarmulkes.
So how far do you and Andy go back?
We've been on the road now for like 2 years, man. Yeah. So it's called the Spears and Steinberg podcast, available on YouTube or iTunes, or you can go to spearsberg.com if you have an Android, Samsung, or Galaxy, and get it through that. And we're relatively new, so we're about like 43 episodes in.
When you sit down to do one, you have a focus of what it's going to be about, or do you just kind of freeform it and see what's up?
It's pretty much, we have a blueprint in terms of what we want to talk about, and then, we might freestyle a little bit, but we try to stick to a script a little bit.
What about the YouTube videos and stuff, which are hilarious?
Yeah, I had a moment where I was really hitting it hard.
Yeah.
And, I kind of fell off a little bit because I've been doing so many other things. But, you know, every now and then, if I think something is worthy, I put something up.
You've been playing Fortnite by any chance?
I have not. I'm actually about to get into it pretty heavy in the next 2 weeks. I got a company coming out, set up my Twitch account.
And okay. So well, don't do it streaming. Today because the PlayStation Network crashed today because they released a new season at midnight.
Season 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're addicted?
To video games, yes. I have yet to do the Fortnite thing.
Okay.
But I am addicted to the video games.
All right. What besides Fortnite, what are you playing?
God of War.
Oh, my God.
Steve was just talking about it.
Is this not a phenomenal game?
Yeah, NBA 2K and... Madden, and then I just bought an 85-inch 4K TV, so I'm about to be hibernating for a minute.
Yeah.
Have you done the VR route yet?
Yes, absolutely stunning.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
Casey just got it. I've had it since it came out. When you play that Batman Arkham VR game, it's a short game.
Yeah.
But when you're standing there, and you've been in that Arkham City countless times before, and suddenly, because in the VR realm, everything is on a one-to-one ratio.
You know what you have to try on the VR?
What?
Is that scary game.
Silent Hill.
Not Silent Hill, the other one, the bigger one. Oh, my God, it's on the tip of my tongue. But
Resident Evil?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
have you seen that?
Which one is
with VR?
Yes,
you played the VR.
Resident Evil, yes.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I can't. If it's scary, I'm not going to do it.
Dude, I'm telling you. And the crazy thing is, when you put the thing on, it really feels like you are inside the game.
Well, dude, when you first go into that house, and you go down the hallway,
I close my eyes.
And Preston freaks at a lot of this, but he is a fan of the Resident Evil Silent Hill games. Mm-hmm. You will freak. I mean,
how far have you gotten?
I got about halfway because it's tough.
Did you do the thing where you go down in the basement?
Yes.
And you come around the corner and the thing is waiting on you?
No way.
No. And you know you have to go
down. You guys are geeking out so hard here.
But he's right.
I love it, yeah.
Because the difference is you're standing there and you look around.
And you feel like you are in the center of the game.
So you know they're working on like a tactical gloves and things so that when you go in.
I'm not going to get that geeky.
Yes, you are.
My geek mode goes so far. I'm not putting on gloves.
Yeah, but
I feel stupid with the thing on.
I know, but it's so much fun that I do it.
But to be able to reach out and actually grab a doorknob and open a door,
stuff like that. Yeah, I don't want to submit, but who knows?
We'll see. Yeah, well, you're the real deal, man. You're playing that much stuff.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
What's like a marathon session for you? How long?
Oh,
2-3 hours enough or more?
Pre-weed or post-weed?
Yeah. All right, pre-weed. We'll put it in my terms.
2-3 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, post-weed, I forget to raise my children.
You forget to raise your children.
Yeah.
Well, you hear about those people in those South Korean cafes that die of starvation because they just play the game and never eat.
Wow, that's
it happens.
Crazy.
Well, it happens all the time.
So let me ask you, because you and I are the exact same age. Steve is a little bit
71.
Older. So Steve actually didn't get into gaming until really Xbox.
No, what happened was I was playing earlier stuff like in television, and then I had a Dreamcast.
Yeah.
And then I had and then when the original Xbox came out, and that Halo came out, that first version of Halo, I'm like, wait a second.
So you're an Xbox guy.
And PS4. And
okay.
I'm a little crazy.
I'm straight PS4, man.
I'm now more than ever. I'm more PS4.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, were you always a gamer, like Atari, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega?
I became a gamer during Sega Genesis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
we
couldn't afford Nintendo.
See, when they added more than two buttons, that's when I was like, I'm out.
You know? Dude! But when you learn it, man, it's
second nature.
Yeah, it really is.
The X Y axis. As long as once you get it down, and Preston, we've said it countless times.
Yeah.
You play it, you get used to it. It's great watching someone, my wife, pick up the controller who's never really gotten it.
Right.
You know, slamming into walls and stuff like that. But once it becomes second nature, then you live in that world.
Right.
Like God of War? Tell me you're not playing what is essentially a great movie.
Absolutely. And a lot of their games, story-wise, are cinematic movies now. You like the Call of Duty?
Oh, God, yeah.
The latest Call of Duty, World War II.
It's amazing.
And do you do the headphones where you talk to people?
Well, no, I don't do that, but I will pop on and go. I'm always in free-for-all mode, so I just go out running and gunning. But I'll hear them talking,
right?
And I don't want to hear the 9-year-old that's kicking my ass.
Oh, dude, it gets merciless.
I'm currently
talking to some kid who's just talking to you like, you know, dude, you're 7.
Yeah.
How dare you talk to me in this this fashion. So I talk to them back like they're 43.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
They're going to stir it up, man. Yeah.
Play the game. Play the game.
Yeah, yeah. You want to throw down? Let's go at it.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Just seven.
I'm playing the campaign on that. I'm currently playing on veteran mode, which is the hardest level, and yeah. It is freaking hard.
Oh, I can't play at that level.
I've played it so many times. I've worked my way up, so I've gone through the campaign like five times. Yeah. I love that game.
I know we're geeking out, but listen, it's a multi, $1 billion-plus industry.
Absolutely.
It's as lucrative as the film industry.
Let me reset here, just everybody, if you're tuning in. Ari Spears is with us. We're at Subaru of America Broadcasting Live. Ari's going to be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and through the week. You're doing a Sunday show as well.
Yes, two shows tonight, two Saturday, one on Sunday, yeah.
What's going on in the world of acting? Anything? You got anything coming up or something?
You know, it's funny. When I landed here, somebody from the AVNs called me and said they were having a next announcement party for the next host for the AVN Awards.
Oh.
And I think they wanted me to come back. I wasn't sure. They've never had anybody
porn,
do it.
Yeah. It's porn, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the porn awards. Yeah.
So okay.
I think if I get that call, I might have to get like Batman and meet Commissioner Gordon on the roof.
What is that like, man?
It's everything that football is to a man times 50. Yeah, it's an excitement. It's an exciting time, man.
It's kind of wild because it's almost like with professional wrestlers and those. We will have occasion the stars come through. They know how to market. They know how to obviously sell it. They're all self-contained and ready to roll. But it's a bizarre world, is it not?
Have you ever been?
No.
Dude, if you ever get a chance, it's a spectacle.
Yep.
I mean, they literally shut Vegas down for 4 days. And I had been in Vegas at times where they were doing it, but I had to work so far from the strip that I never got a chance to actually check it out. But the year I hosted, which was this year, I finally was able to see it. And it just made me go, man, go home and hug your daughter. Tell your daughter you love her. I don't care that she's 19. Take her to the pony park. You know, have tea time, dress up.
Sure.
Yeah, spend time with your daughter, man.
Don't lose that. It's funny.
My God.
They would always schedule the AVNs. I think they would always run concurrently with, like, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah.
They finally had to stop doing that because
I draw the line at virtual sex.
Yeah.
They had a
booth
on a virtual headset.
Wow.
And that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's carrying to you talk about Ready Player One.
And, yeah.
And when you're living your world, your life completely in a virtual realm.
You know what's
realm.
Funny, man? I downloaded that movie and tried to watch it on the plane ride over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
And I know it's Steven Spielberg and it's a big video game / VR world. But maybe I got to watch it again.
Nah. What you need to do is read the book.
Yeah.
I've read it.
It's based off a book?
I've read it five times.
Okay.
It's a whole different story. And for a gamer, you will love it.
I would think for a gamer, visually, though, the movie would be... I could.
They went in a different direction than the book. The book is much more exciting.
Got
so
okay.
I recommend it. And if you don't like to read, then listen to the audiobook. It's really good.
Yes. And while you're in town, you got to go to the Franklin Institute. It's one of the museums we have. And they have this video game exhibition right now, exhibit. It's the history of video games.
Is that right?
And the Franklin Institute is a great museum anyway. But if you're looking to kill a little bit of time while you're in Philly.
You have to, because what they do is when you walk in, it recreates a classic 80s arcade from a mall.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's got all those games. Then you walk through and they have all the different eras. You know, when the Dance Revolution and Guitar Hero stuff was big.
Yeah.
So
you can play, right?
You can play everything.
I just bought the classic Nintendo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's Mario weird because Brothers. Kids really don't, like, we've been around since the birth of video games.
Yeah.
So to see how it's evolved from, you know, basically with left to right screen only or up and down to this 360 world that you
crazy.
Soundtracks, real artists. It's amazing. Kids don't understand what they got now.
Yep.
Well, the graphics are terrible.
but back then, you couldn't tell.
Let me tell you something.
Great.
There's some side scrollers that are some of the greatest games. You know, the two dimensional, just going in one direction deal. That are still some of the best games that have ever been created. So
yeah, man.
It just depends what you do with it.
Exactly.
Ares, I wanted to ask about Casey had mentioned, and Nick or Steve did as well, about you being a great follow on Twitter. And it also, there was an interview that Steve had pulled up some info that you're very unfiltered, and sometimes that gets you into trouble.
Absolutely.
Does it get you into trouble in the print world, in the social media world as well? Or is it mainly just saying stuff?
It can. Yeah. It has.
It has, yeah.
But, you know, I come from that school of Pryor and Murphy and those guys and Carlin. So, to me, great comedy pushes the envelope. It makes makes you uncomfortable. And we're becoming so politically correct that I think we're losing a little bit of that, and I think we got to keep it.
I think the hard part about it, though, is the nature of social media and the nature of print alone, because it's hard to tell sarcasm.
Right.
It's hard to tell subtlety, and it's not in the confines of the comedy club.
Right. It's out of context.
And it can get you into trouble, man. Yeah.
I'm trying to be better.
All right.
But it's hard, man. I'm like I said, I'm 43. I'm stuck in my ways, man.
Yeah. Well, also, to that point again, and we see it. You look at how often, it's virtually every week, you're seeing and hearing of a career that was destroyed because of a flippant comment made on Twitter,
where
it may not have even been remotely the intention.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Everyone goes from zero to outraged.
Yeah.
There's no nuance.
You know, everything happens in waves. So hopefully we can kind of turn it around a little bit. You know,
maybe
just
a little
keep
bit.
Things in perspective.
Because you lose a lot. You lose things. I remember years ago, we talked about this all the time, walking into a theater and seeing Blazing Saddles for the first time. I'm like, sweet mother of God.
Well, I tell you this, man. I'm working on a movie that I've never seen. And speaking of which, Mel Brooks, one of the greatest in terms of that kind of comedy, and he's tackled some of the most taboo and risque subjects in a comedic form and done it brilliantly. So I want to take a stab at Slavery, the movie. The comedy.
Oh, my God.
Slavery, the comedy. Anything can be made funny. It's just how you execute it.
How you execute it.
Well, there's been enough time. Time plus tragedy equals comedy. So
exactly.
I think 150 years out.
I think it's doable.
It's doable.
I want to take on that risk.
I will see that production.
Yes, sure. Kanye West will be producing it.
Wow.
He's got some take on it.
All right. Well, Aries, next time you're in town, we'll make sure we schedule our live broadcast as well.
I'm starting to get used to this more so than in studio now.
Aries, like I said, is going to be at Helium Comedy Club, two shows tonight, tomorrow, and then one show on Sunday as well. You can go to heliumcomedy.com to get the tickets.
And we'll link to your podcast on
Spears and Steinberg, the podcast. Also follow me on Twitter at Aries Spears, Instagram, Aries Spears Official. For all free things comedy, my Pandora channel, Aries Spears. And then when I get out of here, I'm going to go steal some stuff out your kitchen.
Yeah, man, it's good. All right, let's hear it for Aries Spears, everybody. Yeah. On the President's Chief Show, we're going to take a break. We're live from Subaru of America, making good on our broadcast for the Camp Out for Hunger donations. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I just thought of a Subaru trivia question. I could have asked it earlier this morning, but I'm going to ask you guys now because I bet one of you guys might know the answer. All right, in what Blondie song is the brand Subaru mentioned?
Rapture.
Very good, Steve Morrison. Absolutely correct.
Thank you.
That is right. And you know what else? Another little bit of trivia. One of our engineers, Ryan, actually works at a Subaru location in Limerick, PA. It's where
right?
I bought my son's Crosstrek.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ryan was the guy who sold it to
hooked
me.
Hooked your ass up.
Absolutely. We're now a Subaru family.
Yes.
Yeah, we wanted to get something that was dependable and safe and had great safety ratings and all that great stuff. And it was a no-brainer. My wife was immediately on board because, you know, when you're sending your kids out into the world on the streets, you want them to be as safe as you can be. And
I love
Subaru's
that
freaking awesome.
The commercial where the dad is going through the stuff in the cars. He's cleaning it out. And he's his daughter in different stages of her life.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Tugs at the heartstrings.
Yep, exactly. So we are here at Subaru of America in their new locations. In their new location, I should say, their new headquarters in Camden, New Jersey. And why not meet a few of the employees while we're
yes.
here? And we are going to do that via a contest, a game that we're going to play this morning. So, Jason, when I say the word match game, you hit the music. We didn't get a chance to coordinate this with Jason back in the studio. And then after, I'll tell you in a minute when to hit the music again next time. So let's play match game. There it is. You did it.
It's perfect.
You did it.
And seamless.
All right, so the way the game works is we get two contestants together. Steve is going to read a little story, if you will, about a scenario. And within that scenario, there's a blank, a word missing.
For example, Preston, the neighbor's dog kept them all up all night by blank.
Okay. So there, our contestants have to write down what they think would be a good fill-in for the blank. We will also secretly write down what we think will fill in with the blank. And however many of us match the answer that they have, that's how many points they'll get. And the other contestant will do the same thing, and whoever has the most points is going to win a prize, and that's what we have set up. So it is going to be me, Steve, Casey, Kathy, Nick, and we needed one more person because Marissa's busy corralling everybody here. So we're going to welcome Matt Ritter from Subaru of America.
Good morning.
Vice President of Field and Distributor Operations, and he's a longtime friend of the President Steve Show. So he's going to play along with us. So they're going to try to match all six of us. So let's get our first two contestants up to the microphone. And let's find out who we have. What is your name?
Kim.
And Kim, what department do you work in here?
Human Resources.
Oh, yeah. HR!
HR.
Steve, make it a dirty one, please.
Yeah, well, it's we're going to rock your world.
And then what is your name, sir?
My name's Hack.
Hack? Yeah. Is that short for something?
Yeah, it's Hack'em.
Hack'em?
Hack that, up.
That, oh, Hack up.
That's a cool name.
Wow. All right. And
I like Hack.
What do you do here, Hack?
I work in customer service.
Customer service. All right, nice. And how many years have you been working for Subaru?
A few months, actually.
Just a few months?
Right.
What do you think so far?
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it so far.
How about the food, man?
Food's awesome.
Yeah.
That's why he's here.
Okay, bring the music down, please. And, Jason, the way this is going to work is Steve is going to read the sentence, the story.
Yeah.
And when he is done with that, we want you to play the music again, because that is when we are going to write down what we think you guys are going to say.
And then I will ask the contestants, the players right here, what their, it's now just one person at
one
a time.
One person. So we're going to go with Kim first.
We'll go with Kim first, and she will have to give an answer that she thinks, Kim, that you think all the celebrities here will guess. All
now,
right?
When we write them down, make sure they can't see, okay? That's the important part.
We'll do it once, and you'll get the idea.
All right, Steve, what do you have for Kim?
All right, Preston. Tip. Proctologist Dr. Knuckles von Bonefinger said to his nurse, "I think my last patient was a magician because I just pulled a blank out of his butt."
Oh.
Proctologist Dr. Knuckles von Bonefinger said to his nurse, "I think my last patient was a magician because I just pulled a blank out of his butt."
All right, Jason, music, please.
Celebrities writing down their answers.
Are you going to write yours down, Steve?
Well, I don't play. Since
you're not going to play?
No, I traditionally don't play.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mine's in.
All right.
Nick?
Yeah.
All right, Kathy?
Yes.
All right, Case, you're still writing. And
Matt,
do you have yours?
All right.
Good.
Okay, we're all set to go. Music ends, please. And here we go.
All right, Kim. Proctologist Dr. Knuckles von Bonefinger said to his nurse, "I think my last patient was a magician because I just pulled a blank out of his butt." What do you think our celebrities said?
Rabbit?
A rabbit.
That's a good one. That's a great answer. Okay,
all right,
let's
go
one at a time. We'll start with me. Steve, you'll run the show. I said, that's close, but I said a wand.
All right. Well, in a nod to your show the other day, I said flag.
A flag.
Well done.
That's a show reference, all right? Not so far. Casey, what did you say?
Well, Kim, I think this must be the Ursinus connection because I said rabbit.
There you go. We have one for Kim. Kathy. What did you say?
This is not the Ursinus connection, but I also said rabbit.
Yeah. Rabbit, that's two for Kim. Two for Kim. And Nick? Rounding it out, what did you say? Nick said...
Bunny rabbit!
Hey, bunny rabbit, that's three for Kim!
All right.
Three for Kim, all right.
All right, so next we're going to Hack.
Hack, here is your question. Have you heard about the new Italian restaurant in Center City, reportedly run by former cannibals? Yeah, whatever you do, never ever order the blank.
Oh.
Have you heard about the new Italian restaurant in Center City, reportedly run by former cannibals? Yeah, whatever you do, never, ever order the blank. Celebrities, write your answers.
All right, music please, Jason.
New Italian restaurant in Center City run by cannibals. You never want to order the blank. Everyone thinking, Matt there. You already had an answer immediately. Preston jotting down his. Everyone's very quick on the uptake here. Everyone got their answers in?
Yes, sir.
Everyone? All right. Have you heard about the new Italian restaurant in Center City, reportedly run by former cannibals? Whatever you do, you never want to order the what hack?
Meatballs.
The meatballs. Good one. The meatballs. That's actually a very good answer.
That is.
All right. Preston.
That's a better answer than I have, but I did try to play off it, and I said the manicotti.
That's good. It's creative. But that is hack, not a match.
Hack, I'm feeling you, brother. Meatballs!
That's one for Hack. Casey.
I went with meatballs!
Two for Hack. All right, Kim has three. Hack right now has two, with two more celebrities to be heard from. Kathy, what did you say?
I said the chicken parm.
The chicken parm. Because they're cannibals, you never want to order the chicken parm.
Right, all right.
And Nick, what did you say? What?
I went with the sausage.
Oh, the sausage.
That's good, too.
That means
Kim's our winner. Yeah.
Hey! Very well done.
All right, Casey, what do we have for Kim, who works in the HR department here?
All right, Kim, you are a lucky girl. Wait, let me turn this
thing
down. There we go. You have won a case of Yards IPA. 16-ounce cans. Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly. Or across the river here since 1994, and local favorites Philly Pale Ale, Brawler, and IPA are now available in cans just in time for summer. Pick them up at Hokesson Liquor on Ace Memorial Drive.
All right, there you go. Kim's over.
Yes, Kim wins it. Nice job, Hack. I thought you gave it what would be the best answer. So.
Kim in the HR department not only answered a question about a butt, but she got some booze at work at the same time.
That is one great HR director.
I love these people. Right. All right, let's get our next new two contestants here. Who do we have? What is your name?
Nancy,
get a little closer to the microphone. Don't be shy. Nancy, what do you do here?
I am a data analyst in the sales department.
Okay, and how long have you worked at Subaru?
34 years.
34 years!
That's awesome. Well, go, Nancy. Nice to have you here this morning. All right, so Nancy, and then we have?
Sally.
And what do you do here, Sally?
I am in IT.
In IT, and for how long?
6 months.
Six months. We have 6 months and 34 years.
Another newbie. Wow, I love it. All right, you ready to play?
Ready.
Yes. All right, turn your attention to Mr. Steve Morrison.
All right, contestants and celebrities. If you thought Oscar the Grouch had a terrible home, you should check out the disgusting newest Muppet, Gonzo Rhea. He lives in a blank.
Right?
If you thought Oscar the Grouch had a terrible home, you should check out the new disgusting Muppet, Gonzo Rhea. He lives in a blank. Celebrities, write down your answers.
Is HR still here?
Yeah, I know.
Kathy's writing chicken parm.
I apologize.
You knew what you were getting into when you had us.
Don't worry. It gets worse.
All right, I'm in.
All right, everyone locking in their answers, everyone? All right?
Got it.
Kathy, Matt's still writing. He's trying to figure out how does he walk that fine line between a continuing career at Subaru and the right answer. All right.
Everybody in?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're in.
Who's going? Who do we want to play with first?
Let's go to Nancy.
Nancy,
we
okay.
We met her first.
All right. Nancy, if you thought Oscar the Grouch had a terrible home, you should check out the disgusting newest Muppet, Gonzo Rhea. He lives in a blank. What's your answer, Nancy?
Well, my career may be over now, but I'll have to say but.
Then a but?
Nancy!
Why not?
Okay.
In a but.
34 years down the drain. No, I think your career just started.
I think this is the beginning of the best parts of your Subaru career.
You ready?
Yes.
Preston, would you please give your answer? Our celebrities here.
I honestly was going to say ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I didn't, but I went with condoms. So.
Condoms.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. So that's Matt Ritter.
Preston, I was there with you for a bit, but then I looked over and saw the table of HR representatives. So I tell you what, I went left and stayed conservative. And I just said blank. I stayed with blank on that one.
All right. So
I love my job.
I really did love
it. All right. Casey.
I went with brothel.
Brothel. All right. That's three no-goes. Mm. Kathy.
I went with toilet.
Toilet. Close.
Yeah, it's good.
But no cigar. And Nick, what did you say?
Casey, it must be the Ursinus Connection because I went with brothel.
Hey!
Nothing. So that's nothing for Nancy.
Sorry, okay,
Nancy.
They could tie.
All right.
They could tie.
Right. Yeah, all right.
All right.
Our next question up. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Sally.
Sally. Sally. Ever since the entire Von Trapp family all contracted raging tuberculosis, the hills are now alive with the sound of blank. Ever since the entire Von Trapp family all contracted raging tuberculosis, the hills are now alive with the sound of blank. You know, the Von Trapp family and what they're associated with, and our celebrities are writing down their answers right now.
Mine's in.
Everybody? Everybody?
Yes, sir.
All right. Matt Ritter is doing some online shopping.
Online shopping.
He's Googling
Von Trapp family.
Sound of Music, Matt.
Okay. That's from the Sound of Music. Everybody, Casey's still writing.
Awesome.
Right. Book.
And Kathy's got her chicken parm almost ready.
All right, everybody done?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right, so Nancy, you said? Yes.
Sally.
I'm sorry.
Nancy, Sally.
Totally, Nancy, same thing. All right. Ever since the entire Von Trapp family all contracted raging tuberculosis, the hills are now alive with the sound of what? What is it, Sally?
A play of words like mucus.
Ah, see, that's what I would have gone with. Yeah. That is very good. Mucus is a great answer. Preston, what is your answer?
I wish I would have thought of that. I was in the same ballpark and I said phlegm.
Ooh.
You know what?
Judges?
I think that works.
Wait, we got a thumbs up over there?
Our judges say yeah.
I think that works. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Right. That's one for Sally.
She won.
She already won.
Let's go through the rest and see if anybody else made.
All right, Matt Ritter.
Sally? The hills are alive with the sound of mucus. Yeah!
You know, Matt holds that microphone at just the right level away from his mouth.
Nancy needs to hang out with Matt.
First time.
All right, Casey.
So the Von Trapp family is a rather large family,
right,
correct?
They're the family featured in The Sound of Music.
So I figured that they would need a large vehicle to get around. So I went with a 2018 8-passenger Subaru Ascent.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah! Brand new.
Wow.
Kathy, your answer.
You whore.
I said screaming.
Screaming, the sound of screaming. And Nick?
I went with coughing.
Coughing, okay. So you would have won anyway with just the one.
Sally.
Sally's our winner.
You got it. Congratulations. Case, what are we going to give Sally as a prize?
All right, Sally, so I'm going to give you two things, right? I'm going to give you a pair of passes to see The Equalizer 2, which is going to be on Monday, July 16th at 7:30 at the UA Riverview. It opens in theaters nationwide on July 20th, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to mention the charity event that you had handed a supplier for earlier.
Yeah.
So if you need all that information, it's right here. Here you go.
So my hockey team is actually inviting a couple of Ukrainians from the Ukraine to come and play. It's a free game for everybody. August 2nd, 2018 at the Revolution's Ice Garden in Warminster, 6:30. Open for the public, so come join us.
That's very nice. It's a charity event?
It's not really a charity.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was
a charity. It's a free game.
Okay, cool.
Come watch a free game. Show the Ukrainians American hospitality.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much. Congratulations to Sally. All right. Next two contestants. Please bring them up to contestants row and let's meet them. We will start with you. What is your name?
My name is Sam and I work for Phil Abundance.
Hey, Sam from Phil Abundance. Love it. Nice to see you this morning, Sam.
Thank you.
And how long have you been with Phil Abundance?
A year on July 26th.
Okay. So were you out at the Camp Out for Hunger last year?
I was. It was my first camp out, and it was phenomenal.
Excellent.
Very nice.
Glad you had a good time. So that is Sam, and then next we have...
Jose.
Jose, nice to meet you, sir.
Sam and Jose.
And what do you do here, Jose?
I work at the mailroom.
In the mailroom?
Okay.
Nice. Who was the guy that we had in the mailroom that I saw naked in the bathroom that one
year? Great.
Yeah, you remember him?
He was a big,
hilarious.
Big beefy fellow.
Yeah, he was awesome.
You said, but his junk was proportionate, Preston.
Demetrius!
That's right.
Do you know Demetrius?
No.
Okay, all right. No. That's fine. You're missing something. How long you been here, Jose?
7 months.
7 months? Okay, nice. All right, were you ready to play match game?
Let's go.
All right, let's get it underway.
Sam and Jose.
Yep.
All right, let's go with Sam again to start this off. Sam, Ditsy Daisy, the dyslexic prostitute, had to refund Pervy Pete's $20 after she accidentally gave him a blank. Ditsy Daisy, the dyslexic prostitute, had to refund Pervy Pete's $20 after she accidentally gave him a blank. And our celebrities are going to write down their answers. Matt's looking at his career burn up right before his eyes. And Preston's thinking, everyone's thinking about a dyslexic prostitute. All right. Everyone's jotting down their answers. I like right. Preston's really taking some time.
Yeah, I got a...
Okay. Yeah, I know where you're going, and I bet you're right. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to do my version of it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody got their answers?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, Sam? Ditsy Daisy, the dyslexic prostitute, had to refund Pervy Pete's $20 because she accidentally gave him a blank.
I'm going to go with a very G answer and say gave him a hug.
Gave him.
Oh,
that's a
you could have had a G answer that would have been a winner.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Well, I went with, and Casey shared me with his, and it's more like, but I wrote a job blow or a JB.
That's exactly where I was going.
Exactly.
That's exactly where I was going. All so, right. No, that's not for you. And Matt?
You sure you still want to play?
HR, I am sorry. I did go with JB.
There's nothing wrong with JB.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Casey.
I almost went with job.
Yeah.
Right? But I ended up going with
there
JB.
There we go. You guys all, I think, got the same thing, Kathy.
Yep, I did JB.
Did JB and Nick?
I went with a slightly different version of that. I went with bowl job.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So
that's good.
Thank you.
So you see, you went a little PC, but you took the the okay route out with the hug. You didn't win.
I like my job.
All right.
Hey,
okay.
This it's for charity. You it's are a charity. You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
All right. Anyhow, Sam got nothing on that, Steve.
Now you, Jose, you could also get nothing as well, and then you both walk away losers. But you could also win.
Or so.
We're going to give you your question right now, and this is for you, Sam. Our good friend and Camp Out for Hunger champion, Matt Ritter, is so buttoned down and put together that he even irons his blank.
Wow.
Our good friend and Camp Out for Hunger champion, Matt Ritter, is so buttoned down and put together that he even irons his blank. So think about that. Our celebrities, including Matt Ritter himself, writing down his answer right now. He knew exactly what to write.
Sorry.
All right. Everyone, imagining what Matt Ritter might iron. He is always put together so perfectly and presents wonderfully. And everyone writing down their answers now. Everybody good?
He is so put together, Steve. I just made an observation here. His shoes match his shirt. Did you see that?
Of course.
Why he is has this? Orange shoes and an orange
of
shirt.
Course.
Lovely wife here is laughing away.
Why is this
she
a
knows
surprise?
It's true. Yeah.
God. Okay.
Oh, his wife's here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's hot, too.
And his daughter, beautiful daughter.
Cool.
Pay attention
sweetheart.
To this next answer.
All right.
Finley is her name, right?
Finley is my daughter. Hi, Finley.
Daughter. What a great name.
I'm Megan.
It's a beautiful family.
Okay.
All right, guys, you all have your answers written down?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Jose, Matt Ritter. Our good friend and Camp Out for Hunger champion is so buttoned down and put together, he even irons his what?
I'll say his underwear.
His underwear.
That's a good call.
That's a very good one. And keep in mind, even if he doesn't get anything, they still tie and he all wins. Right. I went with something to I alluded to earlier this morning. I said his knuckle hair.
His knuckle.
Oh, you like that one.
He's going to steal me.
So,
All right, Matt, what's your response to that?
Aren't those gorgeous knuckles?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Listen, hairy knuckles.
Preston knows me pretty well. Hair on my knuckles.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
All right, really Casey.
Oh, man. I think I was way off on this one. I said the floor mats of his brand-new 2018 Subaru Ascent.
Oh.
That's good.
That's incorrect.
Oh, man.
Kathy, what Italian dish did you select?
Jose, you're a winner. I said underwear.
There we go.
Oh.
Just for the hell of it, Nick, what did you say?
Well, Steve, I was trying to read your mind, and I went with testicles.
Yes. Oh,
to iron out the creases in his testicles.
And daughters.
Yes.
You're welcome, Finley.
Yeah.
That means Jose's our winner, and Casey, what are we going
to
give him?
All right, Jose, we're also going to hook you up with a pair of passes to see Equalizer 2 Monday, July 16th at 7:30 at the UA Riverview. It opens in theaters nationwide on July 20th.
Nice. Congratulations.
You're going to like it, Jose. Trust me. Yes, you're going to love it.
All right.
All right.
You know what? I want to remind you guys, years ago we did a live broadcast at a place, and we had all these coworkers together, and we actually tried to, we were going to give a prize to two coworkers that would make out with each other.
Yeah.
That we kind of pushed the boundary on that one.
So this
and
is
here
a
they
walk
are.
In the park.
Easy.
Yeah, this is
no
easy.
Problem. All right, let's meet our next contestant. Your name, sir?
I am Devin.
Devin, and what department do you work in?
Marketing.
Marketing department.
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been working for Subaru?
6 years.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and we have here?
Todd.
Todd with what department?
Product planning.
Product planning. All right, and how long have you been doing that?
Just 14 years.
Right. Devin and Todd.
Do you guys know each other, by the way?
Yep.
All right, good. Cool. All right, that works out.
Yes.
All right, Steve,
all right,
yeah,
this
please,
one is
make
for
out.
Devin. Yeah, make out right now. Okay, this is for Devin here. Devin, listen to the question and
yes, sir.
Try to guess what the celebrities are going to guess. Every Tuesday was Taco Tuesday at the Avengers headquarters, which meant that superheroes made a mad dash to the bathroom to use it before blank.
Oh.
Every Tuesday was Taco Tuesday at the Avengers headquarters, which meant that superheroes made a mad dash to the bathroom to use it before blank. All right, our celebrities are writing down their answers. Taco Tuesday at the Avengers headquarters, home of all those superheroes. And everyone writing down their answers?
Yep,
everyone,
I'm in.
All right, everyone.
Nick is still writing his. Kathy, you're done. Casey.
Done.
And we'll be good
Matt,
to go.
Everyone's set. Right. Okay, Devin. The question again, every Tuesday was Taco Tuesday at the Avengers headquarters, which meant that superheroes made a mad dash to the bathroom to use it before blank.
Hmm. To use it before their colons exploded?
Colon
explosion
is Devin's answer.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
No. Don't think he knew what you were going
for.
No,
no.
Right.
I think kind of
superheroes.
Yeah.
The bathroom. Preston?
Sorry, Matt.
Yeah. They wanted to get to the bathroom and use it before the Hulk got in there, man.
There we go.
You know? All right, so.
Exactly. Hulk.
Yep. Casey. Hulk. Casey.
Yep. Hulk.
Hulk. Yep. Kathy.
I said before it blew up.
Before
there you go.
Was,
wait a minute.
Right. I know.
That's it.
You
yeah. want to
give it?
Yeah, I'll
all
give
right.
it to him. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Okay.
Well, I went with pooping.
Ah.
See?
Well, no.
Before their colons
no.
exploded.
Colon exploded.
It's pooping, Kathy's... it's explosions. It's a combination of the two.
All right. Well, no.
No.
Judges?
One or two.
Oh, sorry, judges weren't paying attention.
Judges. Napping?
That's all right. All right, 1 point.
1 point.
Okay. 1 point for Devin.
And literally, almost literally, pull that out of your butt. All right.
So we have Todd now.
All right, so Todd, this is the final question of our match game round here. Misanthropic Morty, Nihilistic Nelly, and Kierkegaardian Existentialist Ernie all decided to play a game of horseshoes. Kierkegaardian Existentialist Ernie got the lowest score because he forgot to blank. Okay? Misanthropic Morty, Nihilistic Nelly, and Kierkegaardian Existentialist Ernie all decided to play a game of horseshoes. Kierkegaardian Existentialist Ernie got the lowest score because he forgot to blank. All right, celebrities?
What the hell?
Write down the answers.
Colon explosion is a lot better of a choice now.
Wow. They're playing horseshoes, and Kierkegaardian Existentialist Ernie got the lowest score because he forgot to what?
I got an answer.
All right, Nick has an answer. Everyone kind of thinking on this one. It's a harder thing. You had all these friends here playing horseshoes, and Ernie got the lowest score. Why? And everyone thinking hard. Preston, coming up with an answer. Casey?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Good.
Kathy, you're good?
I'm good.
Nick?
Yes, sir.
All right. Matt?
I'm in.
All right. All right. it's Todd, right?
Yep.
All right, Todd. Misanthropic Morty, Nihilistic Nelly, Kierkegaardian Existentialist Ernie all decided to play a game of horseshoes. However, Ernie got the lowest score because he forgot to what?
Exist.
Oh.
It's actually in line with his name. That's very good.
Okay.
I don't know my philosophers very well. So
right. They're just dumb names.
Yeah. So I just went, he forgot to throw the horseshoe. So
all right.
I didn't understand.
I'm with Preston, so I said he forgot to open the window of his new 2018 Subaru Ascent.
Oh. Close. Man.
Our 19 Subaru Ascent.
Oh, my God. He's being chastised by the employees
yes.
here. All right.
You know what? I'm so sorry. We were close. I said he forgot to lock the doors of his 2019 Subaru Ascent.
All right, Kathy.
I said he forgot to eat the chicken parm in his Subaru Ascent.
And Nick.
Tony?
Todd.
Todd?
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 You Timothy. And buddy. To be.
That is a winner. Two and six.
Nice.
That means they are tied.
All right, and that means we get two winners.
Yes, we do.
What do we have for Devin, and what do we have for Todd?
All right, so here's what we have for, where is my prize sheets?
Well, I think we're going to get some beer for Devin, and I know we don't have the exact prize sheet here for him, but...
Oh, they're right here. I'm sorry. I forgot to... there we go. Here we go.
See, everyone thought you'd have losing answers, and you ended up winning.
All right, so for Devin, we have a case of Yards IPA 16-ounce cans. Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales in Philly since 1994, and local favorites Philly Pale Ale, Brawler, and IPA now available in cans just in time for summer. Pick them up at Tally Ho Spirits on Naaman's Road in Wilmington. And for you, Timothy, we have a four-pack of tickets to The Man is Thrilled to Present Star Wars A New Hope live in concert.
I'll be there!
Nick's going to be there. So, Tony, you and Nick can hang out. The Philadelphia Orchestra will play John Williams' iconic musical score live as the film is projected on three giant screens. Tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster.com or The Man box office. But, Tim, you don't have to worry about that because you just won them.
Wow.
Congratulations, guys.
Lonnie and Jugdish, everyone.
Devin and Terrence here for being
Toby!
Oh, my God.
That was a tough round.
That is a tough round.
Yeah, but you guys played well.
Matt Ritter, nice job, sir.
Thanks, everybody. It's fun to be up here.
You still have a job.
We'll talk to you again.
Yeah, yes, actually, we're gonna take a break. We're going to come back. We want to get some information from Matt about Subaru and urging other companies to get on board with what they've been a strong contributor of for the past several years at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yes, and always looking to up those numbers because there are a lot of hungry people out there.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Case, do I have any anything I can give away? Yeah, thank you very much. For listeners, I have three of these. I have some tickets to see The Equalizer, too. Like Casey said, it's going to be Monday at 7:30 at the UA Riverview. Three callers right now, 215-263-WMMR. The screening, like I said, 7:30. You need to be there no later than 7. And it's going to open in theaters nationwide on July 20th. We'll take a break. We'll be right back live from Subaru of America in Camden. Stay with us.
MMR, everything that rocks, even a little thrash metal. Get ready for Slayer, July 31st at the Pavilion at Montage Mountain in Scranton.
Bring blood from a lacerated sky.
MMR has an exclusive, rare opportunity for you to meet the band. You get a hotel room for the night, and you get VIP parking and free water park passes, and you get pit passes for the show, a signed Slayer guitar, and you meet the band. Here's how to enter.
Post a video doing your best.
Slayer!
To Twitter or Instagram. Use hashtag WMMR Slayer Contest. Here's the catch. You gotta do it in a very unslayer-like location. And don't piss off your neighbors or the police.
Entry deadline Thursday, July 12th. Complete details at WMMR.com. Tickets are on sale now via LiveNation.com. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Before we get into the bizarre file, a reminder that we are at Subaru's new headquarters here in Camden, New Jersey, and it's Subaru of America, where we have broadcast live on many occasions in celebration of their amazing work at the Camp Out for Hunger. They did it again this past year, so that's why we are broadcasting live from here. And there's a few people that we're going to talk to this morning. We've had Matt Ritter on several times through the course of the morning, but before we move on to anybody else from Subaru, let's welcome the executive director of Phil Abundance, Glenn Bergman, who's here.
Thank you.
Glenn? Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you again.
How are things?
Things are very good. It's wonderful to be here today and to have a partner like Subaru and MMR. I mean, MMR.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Yeah, you can throw the W in if you want, but everyone knows what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We start gearing up for this in the next couple of months.
We're
going to start having conversations. In fact, our conversations have already begun with Subaru about what we are going to do for the next Camp Out for Hunger. And, you know, it's something that we plan for in advance, and you guys are working year-round on feeding people as well.
I mean, we just are still sorting a little bit of food from the camp out. There's still a little bit left.
And it's July.
And the volunteers, you know, we bring down these boxes with the food in it, and it says camp out on it.
Yeah.
And it's just thrilling to see that stuff.
So we're still, you still have food that you're going through.
We have a little bit left,
So that's an amazing thing when you stop and think how much of the year that carries you through. We were just talking about, you and I were just talking about the importance of this and the importance of, obviously, the Subaru competition.
That's right.
Participation. But the camp out and in general, just the collection of food. And the case is, it can always be better, correct?
That's right. And it's the largest food drive in the country in a single location.
Yeah, yeah.
That we know of. We have not heard of anything that comes close to this.
That's awesome.
Yes.
But we are looking to have it tick up in a major way this year.
Speaking of volunteers, that's a year-round thing, is
that's
it not?
It's a year-round thing. We have about 20,000 volunteers. Subaru is a big partner. They come in and volunteer and help sort. They also show up at our free Fresh for Alls, where we put food out right in the community. Fresh
nice.
Vegetables.
And if people want to volunteer, easy way to go about it?
Billabundance.org.
Excellent. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you here.
Thank
Thanks
you very
for being
much.
Here. And we'll be meeting with you in the very near future.
Great. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Really. Thanks, Glenn, the executive yes. director of Philabundance. Let's bring Matt Ritter back over to the microphone. And joining him as well is a gal we just had a meeting with the other day. She's a corporate responsibility and philanthropy manager.
You're at the philanthropist.
No, corporate responsibility and philanthropy manager, Sandy Capel.
Hey!
That's too long of a title. You need to, your business cards must be ridiculously long.
Should just say queen.
Right?
I
love it. All right, Matt, what do we want to talk about now? Because this is, you know, this day is yours. We're here to say thank you to you guys.
Well, thank you very much for being here, of course. You're very generous when you do these live broadcasts. So we've covered a lot already this morning. But again, first and foremost, more companies get involved, right? We like the competition. First place is never a guarantee. You've been very generous with expanding the prizes over the years, which we're very appreciative of, and gets, you know, the advertising packs we talked about, the second place live broadcast from Pierre Robert is
right.
fantastic. But this is really what, you know, really makes a big difference for corporations. We want the big companies to get involved. It's very, very easy. We've shown everyone what our playbook is like, and we have terrific partners that you just talked to at Philabundance, right? They're so easy to work with. And when you work directly with them to help procure the food, it can really help you stretch your dollars and make this commitment to the community. So that's the first thing is, hey, guys, all these wonderful corporations that are headquartered around the Delaware Valley, come on. Come into this terrific Camp Out for Hunger and do a lot of good throughout the Delaware Valley.
Yeah, I was just thinking that this might be the only competition where there are no losers. Right?
That's right.
Right?
Exactly
well,
right.
Well, and to the point of other corporations, obviously, we love all the businesses and everybody that's stepping up. And we try to, you know, as you say, with the extended incentives, including that second broadcast and then commercial schedule on WMMR, it's all good. But you're right. There are a number of corporations. Subaru is a large corporation. We need corporations that are of that size that just want to step up and participate. We know are out there. We know that they are listeners to the show and to the station.
Right.
And the meeting we had was basically around you guys saying, we're only too happy to continue and we'll continue doing this, but the fear is that again, that we're chasing away those corporations. No. And it's not undoable and it's
right.
not something unachievable. You again are very generous with the way you work with Philabundance, and Philabundance will work with any corporation that steps up to do that because as Casey just said, there's no losers. Everyone wins when the food is generated.
That's exactly right. We're looking for more and more partners here. If there's anything that, you know, we can do to help you, I know you're going to talk about a link to your website so companies can learn more on how to get involved. But any questions that we could ever answer for anybody, we're happy to help to get more companies involved throughout the Delaware Valley because it's going to do a lot of good. So that's just one of the things that we
and
want to
do. To that point, if you're listening, I know Marissa had set up something. Do you have the information there? Or Marissa, if you're around.
And in fact, if you
it's the top link on PrestonandSteve.com right now.
It's if you text, what's the word, at 39333. We'll send back the information to you on how you can get the wheels turning and the ball rolling and any other type of...
Movement.
Yeah, any other cliche I can think of.
Yes.
And how to
until
make
the
this,
cows come home.
This happen. Marissa, what is the... if you could jump on that mic right there.
Yeah, absolutely. We made it really easy for everyone who's in their car right now once you guys pull over. You can text CAMPOUT, one word, CAMPOUT, to
239-333, and it'll send you a link right to that page that Nick was mentioning, and it has all the information right there. You enter it if it's your company, or if it's your member of the company and you would like to nominate your company to get involved, enter all the information, and then we'll reach out to you guys.
And to again, like, it was somebody over at Campbell's who was working, I think, in HR or the trademark or whatever, who kind of helped get the ball rolling for them. For you guys, Matt, it was you, and, you know, it just say, hey, we can do this, and do pass it. That forward and get the ball rolling, or the car in motion, or the...
Yeah, whatever. The the flag in the butt.
The flag
That's
in the butt.
That's what it is. Put the flag in your butt. Yeah. So as Matt continues his meteoric rise here at Subaru, Sandy, are you going to kind of be taking over operations of what happens with Camp Out for Hunger, or what's going on?
We're still talking.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're still talking about who's going to be the business owner for that. But anything that happens in Camden,
stays in Camden.
I'm involved with it just by the nature of what I do. So even though I might not own it, I'll still work with Matt and all the other people. That
you're going to drop it like it's hot.
Well, it's really a team that puts everything together to make it work. So it's really not me or Matt, it's everybody.
It's everybody. All right. We just get to talk about it, but it's these folks out here who are so passionate about helping others out throughout this Delaware Valley. They're the ones who make it all happen, which is terrific. So, and you know, we talked about earlier this morning the Subaru Love Promise and the employees and everything, all the community hours and volunteerism. So we moved into this new building, which is on the weekend of May 4th.
Right.
Friday, May 4th, that was a day no one could come here, right? But it was not a day off. We chose to use it as a day of volunteerism and get these stats just from the employees around here. 2 days of volunteering equivalent to 22 volunteer days. What that means is we had 227 employees volunteer a total of 875 hours while we were just moving our headquarters. This served 4,400 people. They distributed 2,700 books, and we planted, and I was on this crew, 145 trees, including 50 cherry trees, right here in Camden, New Jersey. And it's these folks right here who did that. Give yourselves a round of applause, nice, guys. Yes. That is awesome.
Very cool.
And this happens all over the country with all of our employees and at our Subaru retailers. You know, the Love Promise is, you know, making sure that you're treated properly with the right respect in every interaction with anyone from Subaru, whether you drive a Subaru or not. And I'm telling you, you go visit one of our retailers across the country, it's going to be a different experience. It's going to be a better experience. And we want everyone to be a part of this family. It's special.
Well, you know, we also want to make sure that we give a little attention to the product line itself. And mm-hmm. I know there's some things that you want to mention about what's going on.
Well, as Casey was trying to convince everybody, we have the new Ascent out. It's not a 2018. It is the 2019 Subaru Ascent. That's our new three-row.
Yeah.
Right? It's unbelievable. But listen, of course, I'm going to say that, right? But yeah. Dan Neal, who writes for the Wall Street Journal, he's very, very, a very tough writer. He said it's absolutely the best family SUV in its class. That was just this week in the Wall Street Journal. It starts at $31,995 and goes up from there, depending on your trim level. But we are the only manufacturer right now who offers – so this is an 8-passenger vehicle, right? So that second row is a bench, or it can be a 7-passenger with the second row being 2 captain's chairs.
Oh, okay.
We're the only manufacturer who offers that in the premium trim levels. Typically, you have to buy a limited from the other manufacturers, let's say, to get that that captain's chair seating in that second row.
Yeah.
With Subaru, you don't have to go up to a limited. You can be right in that premium range, and it is phenomenal. I'm going to let you guys drive it after the show today. It's unbelievable.
Very cool. We are very big fans.
19 cup holders.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
19 cup holders.
You guys, so we bought a Crosstrek this year, and the tech that is in these vehicles is just, it's fantastic. There's everything you can think of that you need in there. It's almost too much for me to absorb all the stuff that's available.
Right. Well, I'm glad. It's funny you say that, because you're right. Cars are becoming computers with four wheels, right?
Yeah.
And so what our retailers offer, because there is so much technology, we have Subaru delivery specialists. What that means is this. When you buy a new Subaru, someone's going to spend time with you to go over this technology in your vehicle. But, you know, the day you buy the car, you want to get home and show your neighbors. So they schedule an appointment for you to come back 45 days later with a list of, they'll give you a notepad, list all your questions you may have about the car, the technology. You come back 45 days later, they're going to give you a gas card and answer all the questions you have and go over the technology again with you.
That's cool.
Because we offer that. Listen, typically you have to buy a luxury car to get that kind of service. Yeah. No, Subaru, we have these Subaru Star Delivery Specialists, and it's a really great experience for our customers.
There's a reason why people are so loyal to the brand once they buy one and it's service like that. Unfortunately, we got to take a break in the interest of commercials here, and we'll come back in a second. We will get to more of the Bizarre File, but I want to thank Matt and Sandy for stepping in.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. We're going to come back live from Subaru in Camden. We'll be in returning in a moment with all our little benchmarks in a second. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
After 10 o'clock with the Preston and Steve Show. Done with our traffic for the day, but we do have a weather forecast bringing up to speed. I'm actually going to be pretty nice today, about 89, 88 degrees, and partly cloudy skies. Next couple days, warming up, 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. These humid conditions are going to be around for a little while. But listen, speaking of tomorrow, you can join our very own Marissa Magnata. She's going to be at the Acme in Doylestown. And where did she go? Marissa, I think, I don't know the time. I didn't know that offhand.
Afternoon.
I think it's
noon.
Is it like
she's running right
Marissa?
Here.
Why? She's no, she's running. Busy. You don't have to run. She's got a headache. I don't want to make her jog. Just get, hold up. What time does it start? Hold up your fingers. 2 o'clock, 2 to 4. And Marissa will be doing her first, it's the inaugural event. For these series of appearances she's going to be doing at Acme that involve liquor, beer.
Yeah, do you know Acme has like 700 different beers available?
What? I didn't know it was that many.
Crazy.
Yeah. 700 different beers?
Yeah.
I think you can buy them like individually as well if you want to try varieties of beers you've never had
or
before.
Or buy all 700 at once.
Maybe you could do that.
So come on out and sample some over there. 2 to 4 tomorrow at Doylestown.
Correct. Excellent. And we are at Subaru of America broadcasting live. And you know what? Yes.
Yes,
exactly.
Come on. You deserve it. You generous people, you.
And if you feel that you've heard enough about Subaru this morning, we are more than happy. It's nothing for us to turn over one day of broadcasting to these people for what they do throughout the course of the year to make the Camp Out for Hunger the success that it is. So it's just a tiny little thing that we can do, turning over a day of broadcasting to them.
And we appreciate you listening.
Absolutely.
And also hearing the message, because we usually don't, you know, get this intense with one single advertiser or whatever, but these people and this company has been extraordinarily important to us.
One show out of the hundreds we do over the course of the year is just a tiny little payback. So we thank those guys, these people that are here right now. And by the way, most of them have actually headed off to work.
Yeah.
I forget that they have to actually go and do a job today. So the numbers have been fluctuating. We started off with nobody here, and then it got really, really crowded, and now everybody's shuffling off to their job.
Well, you forget about it. It's a functioning office building. Yeah. We should actually insist that they make it mandatory that you attend the entire broadcast.
Yeah, we should.
From
we
the
should.
Beginning. I'm sure they would love that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're going to do the Bizarre File.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, it is brought to you this morning by the Irish Pub Tour de Shore. And you can join Casey Boy and Penn Beer for the 31st annual Irish Pub Tour de Shore on Sunday, July 29th. For more information or to donate, go to irishpub.donordrive.com. And alleged criminal's plans went awry when he got stuck in a ventilation duct on Tuesday. And it was in the kitchen of a Golden Corral. Employees noticed that smoke was not ventilating properly from an exhaust fan over the stove. The manager discovered the root of the problem when he went up to the roof and took a look inside. Charlie Edward Walker was stuck in the duct.
Hello?
Yeah, Charlie's 60 years old. And he's
stuck in here.
Members of the police and fire departments removed Walker.
My ass is really hot.
Before transporting him to the hospital.
I have to go to the hospital.
After he was released from the hospital, police arrested Walker and he faces charges of felony breaking and entering.
We're looking at the mugshot of the guy. He looks like a vent guy. I just love vents.
And he just happened to crawl into one that is the smoke exhaust.
Sure.
So not a nice day for
him. If you're going to be a vent guy, learn what the vents do.
Yeah. A home nurse found a black bear in her minivan Tuesday after visiting a patient. Carrie Watts said that she left her windows.
This is Subaru. This is incredible. Unbelievable. Has 19 cup holders.
Charlie Watts. He plays for Rolling Stones.
Oh my God, I'm such a huge fan. I randomly picked a Rolling Stones vehicle. Oh my God. Can I take a selfie?
Carrie Watts said she left her windows down to combat the heat while parked.
Where did Charlie go?
The bear smelled her lunch, which she had left on her seat, and climbed through the window.
Baby, I want to smell your lunch.
It sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
The bear ate the lunch, which
I'm gonna eat your lunch.
Was consistent.
I'm smell it, and then I'm going to eat it.
The lunch consisted of a sandwich, some chips, and a cookie. She said it also
saved the cookie for last.
It also tore up her child's her
side. I ripped your child apart. By
no, 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 no! The car seats. The child's car seats. And demolished a pile of paperwork. She tried to scare the bear out of the car with her car alarm and pots and pans. The noise didn't work, she said. But eventually, the bear climbed out of the car on its own and got out of there. A Florida man has been charged with attacking a person dressed as a Minion cartoon character along a popular Florida boardwalk.
You shouldn't attack Minions.
I know. Police say Jamie Roman was costumed as a yellow cylindrical Minion and working outside of Jungle George's on Daytona Beach's boardwalk on Sunday evening when a man started messing with him. Rome says the man slammed him onto the pavement and kicked him when he tried to get back up. This is a dude dressed as a Minion. Police said witnesses cheered this guy on, too, who was beating him up. They cheered up Ryan Neihart during the alleged attack. The store owner and others helped detain Neihart until police arrived. He was charged with battery and criminal mischief. Rome declined medical treatment, saying he was mostly bruised. The store owner told the police the $300 Minion suit was destroyed in the fracas. A homeless South Florida man with no arms has been charged with stabbing a Chicago tourist. Yeah.
Florida man,
okay.
No arms.
I specifically did not read this story because I wanted you to tell me how a armless man stabbed someone.
So listen to this. Miami Beach police say 46-year-old Jonathan Crenshaw held a pair of scissors with his feet and stabbed 22-year-old Cesar Coronado just after midnight on Tuesday. We're looking at his mugshot. Yeah. I think he knows the vent guy, Steve.
I got scissors.
Yeah.
I got scissors and I can use it.
Crenshaw's a popular fixture.
Don't need no frickin' arms.
Yeah. So this guy, the armless guy, is a popular fixture in the area known for painting on canvases along a trendy spot in South Beach.
Yeah, he looks like an artist.
According to the arrest report.
I express myself through scissor art.
Crenshaw says that he was lying down when Coronado approached him and punched him in the head. Police say Crenshaw stabbed Coronado twice and fled.
How?
A friend who was traveling...
He's holding scissors in his feet.
A friend who was traveling...
Don't run with scissors.
Coronado
said... You won't.
...they asked Crenshaw for directions when he suddenly jumped up and stabbed Coronado in his arm. He was taken to the hospital. Crenshaw has been charged with aggravated battery. Wow. All right, one last story. All right. Let's see. If something looks like it might be an explosive, it's best not to touch it. An American tourist caused big issues at the Vienna airport in Austria after she allegedly tried to take an unexploded World War II artillery shell through customs.
They won't let that through, huh?
They didn't. They weren't having it. A portion of the airport had to be shut down after the bomb disposal unit was called to remove the shell. The 24-year-old trying to fly with her souvenir said she found the military ordnance while hiking.
It was filled with 5 ounces of shampoo, Preston. That's why they tackled her.
The unidentified woman was fined nearly $5,000 and reported to prosecutors for negligent endangerment.
There are always stories that you have about people who will find you know, ordnance that are that they think are inert and are completely functioning and unexploded.
All right, and that's what I have in the bizarre file for you. Let's do today's lesson question. Nick, do you have a question for today?
I do. What alien interviewed Tom Cruise at the red carpet premiere of the newest Mission Impossible movie?
Okay. 215-263-WMMR. And Casey, what is our prize for the lesson question this morning?
$50 Rita. $50? $50 Rita water ice gift card.
Rita?
Dude.
I know. I'm in the same ballpark. A $50 Rita's water ice gift card.
That's what he said.
215-263-WMMR. And while we are awaiting your call, we shall do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, Steve, what kind of stories you got for us today, sir?
Just give me 2 seconds here as I reboot the screen. It's coming up right now, and here we're ready to go. All right, LeBron James, Leo DiCaprio, and Al Pacino, get this, all shared a table for dinner at the super trendy Avaria Beverly Hills restaurant on Wednesday night. The evening was apparently a huge success thanks to a booster seat that kept Pacino from getting fussy.
Oh my.
Lamar Odom completely distancing himself from ex-wife Khloe Kardashian. He's taking a job in Shenzhen, China. The former NBA star signed a contract with the 90 Plus Group and will be working as an apartment building.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Gigi Hadid revealing in an interview that boyfriend, former One Direction star Zayn Malik, completely supports her new no-makeup look. Said Malik, quote, "I didn't fall in love with her because of makeup. I fell in love with her because she's a Victoria's Secret model." And that's your Hollywood trash.
All right. Let's see. We are going to see if we can find out the answer to this question. So what alien interviewed Tom Cruise at the recent Mission Impossible Fallout premiere? Or not the premiere, but it was an interview about it. 215-263-WMMR is the number. Let's try Ryan. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hello.
All right. Hey, so, Ryan, what alien interviewed Tom Cruise?
Was it the Purjanger?
No, it's not. It's not his Purjanger. That is absolutely incorrect.
But I like it, though.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks for wasting our time. Now, how about somebody who really has the answer? And I'm waiting for our interns back at the radio station to put this person on hold. And now they have done that. And I am going to go to Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Chris, what alien interviewed Tom Cruise?
E.T.
Yes, it was E.T. Right. Congratulations. All right, and that means that we are going to set you up with a $50 Rita's Water Ice gift card. Rita's Gelati, by the way, just got even better. The five-layer gelati. Try one of Rita's signature favorites or create your own. Endless possibilities available only in July. So create yours today at Rita's. Let's get into the music news, please.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, it's really loud, isn't it?
And it is brought to you this morning by Delilah's. The most beautiful and talented performers are going to compete in the coveted Diamond G-String Award at Delilah's, and that is on Wednesday, July 18th, hosted by Chanel West Coast. And you can visit Delilahs.com for details. I think I have just 3 stories for you this morning. We're going to start with this one. The estate of Scott Weiland has been ordered by a judge to pay $4,000 a month to Weiland's children, 17-year-old Noah and 15-year-old Lucy. Will each receive the allowance until he or she turns 18.
Are they each getting $4,000 or are they splitting the $4,000?
Don't know. Hmm. They each also will no longer receive payments if they die, become legally emancipated, or the estate is terminated. The two children's mother and Scott's first wife, Mary Weiland, filed court documents stating that his estate has a value of about $1.6 million with an average annual royalties income of almost $265,000. In addition, the estate has a $645,000 debt to City National Bank and is negotiating for a resolution of an unnamed significant federal creditor claim for $700,000.
Doesn't that seem bizarrely low for a... a rock star who had a fairly popular catalog of songs?
That's what I'm thinking. It says, yeah, because the royalties income, it says, is almost $265,000 annually.
Do you think the DeLeo brothers maybe seized it at some point and took control over?
I don't know. I've never taken a look at who got credit for what song.
Right.
You know?
But he had such a troubled history with the band that maybe they realized at one point, if we're going to manage the finances here.
Just to protect it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's possible.
His widow, Jamie Moeller, disputed Mary's claims over her late husband's estate, saying, "I don't know under what mattress she thinks she's going to find $2 million because it sure as S isn't here. He was broke," she says.
Wow.
So
that's very sad.
Yeah, exactly. I love this story. An all-gay AC/DC tribute band known as Gay-C/DC.
That's perfect.
Isn't that great?
Gay-C/DC.
Are starting to make a bigger splash in the Los Angeles area where they're from after forming there in the early 2000s. The band features guitarist Carl Rumpf, who dresses in a schoolgirl outfit instead of a schoolboy uniform like Angus Young, as well as a drummer who goes by the name Fellatio Rudd, after longtime AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd. Many of the songs have been changed, too, including, and I can't even say this, instead of Let There Be Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Starts with a C, that
let
final
be,
word.
Let There Be Music.
Whole Lot of Jose, or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Whole Lot of Jose instead of
whole lot of hose?
No. Instead of whole lot of Rosie.
Okay.
Whole lot of Jose. J-O-S-E.
Oh, okay.
Instead of Rosie, Jose, Hosey, or whatever. And Bottom Child instead of Problem Child, while Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap has been revamped to Dirty Dudes Done Dirt Cheap. Band member Chris Freeman told LA Weekly, "It's just the fact that somebody up there in a dress and a tiara rather than in a t-shirt and jeans, the whole context makes the song have a different meaning, and that's what I loved about it." Freeman explained how the concept of Gay-C/DC was conceived, saying, "All of us were AC/DC fans, but we grew up with this feeling that they're extremely heterosexual. What could we bring to that to turn it on its ear and also remain faithful to the music that we love?"
So they're playing it with the same hard rock edge?
Yeah. Right. But they're just changing the words and the song titles, and they dress a little funny. AC/DC itself has yet to comment on the group. And in one last story, System of a Down singer Serj Tankian, actually I have a couple more, Serj Tankian, has issued a lengthy statement regarding the band's inability to record a new album, apparently in response to guitarist Darren Malakian's claim in a new interview that Tankian is the sole member of the group.
It's not Malakian, it's Tankian.
I'm sorry?
No, you're right. You got it.
Yeah. Serj Tankian and Darren Malakian.
Right.
Okay, two different guys. And he's saying Tankian is the one who's standing in the way.
Okay.
Of the recording their first new music since 2005. Tankian told this Facebook page, took to his Facebook page on Thursday to post an essay dubbed Confessions about System of a Down, in which he opened up about the disagreements between him and the other musicians and how the band should go about making new music. He admitted to being the one member who wanted to go on a hiatus after the release of Mesmerize and Hypnotize, saying that he did so for two reasons. First, he wanted some time to make some music on his own. And second, he wanted to control System's creative process to take more of the publishing money and be the only band member to speak to the press. So he had some demands that they weren't jiving with.
It's so stupid, though. You work to get some level of success. They had it. You know, work it out.
Yeah.
Come to terms.
Unless you just
it's
hate
so
each
elusive.
Other.
Yeah, unless you just absolutely, you just despise each other. But otherwise, work on it.
Yep. All right, and then Casey, the $20 deal. I wanted to mention that.
So that is.
I thought that's what you were raising your hand for.
No, there's another thing.
I have to make boom boom.
Do I have to make? No, I already did.
You already did that.
Okay. There's a $20 ticket deal for a bunch of concerts.
Go to WMMR.com.
Oh, it's like Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, stuff like that.
Yeah, the big tour, the big rock tour,
Rock Allegiance.
Rock Allegiance.
Yeah. Rock Allegiance.
So it's today. It's today only, Friday the 13th. So check WMMR.com for the
Rock Allegiance is right over here, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Case.
Also wanted to bring up the fact that former intern, current morning show assistant producer Max Walker is going to make his on-air debut.
That's right.
Sunday evening going into Monday morning.
Nice.
On the legendary WMMR.
All right. And so you'll be able to hear him. Max, he's been with us for a while. And this is his first air shift, and it's a big deal.
He's got a great voice. Yep. I've used him in a few parodies, and he does a lot of commercials on MMR, and he's going to do great.
Yep. All right, that's it in music news. I did want to remind you about one other thing, though, and that's the fact that Miller Lite and the President Steve Show and Green Legion are headed out to London for a live broadcast. We will have details on the first appearances coming up with Miller Lite and Green Legion and your chance to win that. You can check our website for more information, of course. But, Casey, what is it you wanted to mention specifically about Green Legion?
Well, so they have a bunch of trips this year. Sorry, I can't turn the volume down. But specifically, I want to mention they have a trip to Tampa Bay. The Eagles are playing the Buccaneers week two. And today is the last day that they will offer their Tampa invasion with flights. All right. So that means that they will still take RSVPs for Tampa week two. You just will not be able to book your travel with them after today.
Gotcha.
So if you want to book your travel and everything with Green Legion, today is the last day to do that for the Tampa trip.
All right, got it. Let's take one last break. We'll come back in a second, get ready, wrap things up, give away our Word of the Week prize, shake him with Pierre Robert and our friends here at Subaru one more time. We're in Camden, New Jersey at, of course, the new headquarters of Subaru of America. Back in a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
The MMR mobile app. Use it to grab the MMR live stream and MMR audio on demand, including the Preston and Steve podcast. Bring up the live studio webcam, too. The MMR app is Android Auto and Apple CarPlay compatible, and it's free.
Preston and Steve show at 10:39 on a Friday morning live at Subaru of America. Everybody heading off to their jobs. We've been broadcasting live. We got here around 5 a.m. Our engineering department and promotions department had stuff set up hours before then.
Except this group of ladies over here who are, like, hydrating like crazy.
They're hydrating?
50 bottles of water on the table.
That's the HR department.
Yeah, right? Yeah, man.
Yeah. They got a lot of work to do after today's radio program.
Yeah, there's a lot to correct.
So they are hydrating heavily.
Speaking of which, you know, I have to hydrate starting now for the tour to shore. Like, you don't, like, drink water the day before the ride. It actually, you should do it about 2 weeks out, and I'm a little over 2 weeks out from Tour to Shore, and I just wanted to quickly mention that I'm doing a dine and donate event at Pinocchio's Pizza on Wednesday, this Wednesday coming up. So if you go to Pinocchio's on Baltimore Pike and Media between noon and 10 p.m., and you bring a flyer. The flyer's on PrestonSteve.com.
Okay.
They will donate 20% of your check to the Irish Pub. I'm sorry, it's the Tour de Shore Children's Foundation. And they'll do it in MMR Rock and Roller's name. So we get the credit for that. But you do have to present the flyer. And the flyer is at PrestonAndSteve.com.
Okay, so aren't you supposed to, like, right before you get on your bike, eat a big plate of a linguine, you know, like carb load?
Like fettuccine Alfredo, I think, is the preferred, yes, like, absolutely.
Steve Carell did in
The Office, yeah. All right, so let me see. What do we need to do? I know we're going to give away our Word of the Week prize in a moment. Oh, by the way, speaking of food, here at Subaru, we keep going on and on about the cafeteria, but I was over talking to Mikey, the general manager, and they're now switching over to lunch, and they're setting up their sushi station right
now.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
It's unbelievable.
Sushi. Nuts. He's like, oh, yeah, we got whatever. I said, what do you have? Oh, we got California rolls. We got whatever you want. Yeah. We hand roll it right here. And
whatever you want.
Their Italian station is set up and everything. So we'll be here for another 4 or 5
hours. I guarantee you, at some point in the evening, they have to tell people, you should probably go home now.
Yeah. Before we do our letter of the day, let's chat one more time with Matt Ritter of Subaru this morning. And Matt's been a lot of fun today, man.
It has been awesome, as always. It's always a treat. You're always so generous. And I just want to say, on behalf of all the employees at Subaru of America and also our retailers throughout the Delaware Valley and, quite frankly, across the country, thank you so much. Thank you for continuing to do the Camp Out for Hunger. If I have it correct, right, it is the largest single-site food drive in the
entire
country.
That's exactly right.
We are incredible. We're glad to be a part of it. And so thank you for doing that. We're glad to continue to partner with that. And, of course, thank you for being here. It is always a blast for our associates. And we're looking forward to hopefully having you guys back.
Yes. Well, you know what? We would love that to happen. We'd also love to see, as you said earlier,
somebody else wants to take it from us, please do. Just get involved. Corporations throughout Delaware Valley, local Philadelphia, folks are headquartered here. Come on, let's go.
We've set up that text response for you if you are interested, if you happen to be an executive at a company or just an employee and want to pass this information along to an executive, somebody who might make these calls. Just text the word campout, all one word, to 39333. We'll bounce back a link to you that will explain everything you need to know about getting started. And this is courtesy of our friends from Subaru for helping to set that
yes.
all up.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
We'll show you the playbook for sure. And any of our associates that you meet when you're out and about will certainly tell you how we do things. And also, a big thanks to all of the Subaru associates here at the headquarters. They are what... They're the heartbeat, right? They make all this happen year after year after year. And they're while they're also getting their job done, they're out there in their communities volunteering. And it's just special to be a part of this great family. And it's a real honor for me.
I think people finally realize that after years of saying it, and I know you get the responses that indicate that people are finally understanding the truth, which is that you're just a very altruistic company and you walk the walk. The fact, you're not just check writers. You're like, you go to Phil Abundance and you go and you unpack the food and do all that stuff. So that's going the extra mile. That shows really where your heart is.
Yeah, thanks. We're hard workers, right? We walk the walk, and our employees are always out in their communities getting involved and giving back. And it's just part of our DNA, and it's what makes this culture so special. It's unlike, I've been in this business for 26 years. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced anywhere else. And it's, but for us, it's authentic.
Yeah.
We, you know, we don't have to work hard at this. We just want to do it, don't we, associates? I mean, it's awesome, right? Yeah.
Love it.
So that's great. So thank you so much for being here. It's been a great morning. And eat up.
Thank you. Love you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Love you guys more.
And, yeah, the majority of people have gone back to work, but I love it. They're wonderful people here. And thank you also to Aries Spears for being here this morning. Aries is great, man. Yeah. He's going to be at Helium Comedy Club. He's got two shows tonight, two tomorrow, and then one on Sunday. So go to heliumcomedy.com to get that information. I believe through the magic of radio, we should be able to speak to one Mr. Pierre Robert. Good morning, Pierre.
Why, good day.
How are you, sir?
Excellent. You guys sounded great today, and it really is such a cool thing that you're out there. And what does the new headquarters look like?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm imagining it's super high-tech and quite amazing.
It's got a super modern look to it, most definitely. We haven't done justice in describing it well, but you'd have to come in and see it for yourself. But it's got all the amenities that somebody who loves working somewhere would love.
Yeah,
and these employees are very lucky to be here.
And you in short order, Pierre. I'm not exactly sure when it is, but you will be broadcasting from Campbell's,
which is literally across the
parking lot.
We can see it looking out the window here.
That is so cool because one of the great things about Campbell's that I've loved is that they allow no one to use that iconic red and white soup can logo.
Yeah.
I guess with the exception of Andy Warhol, and I don't know if he ever asked permission for it when he did those soup cans in art all those years ago. But they allow you guys to put your Preston and Steve logo on their Campbell's soup can, and it's amazing that they do that. So
we actually had some of the people over there just sort of take us aside and tell us all the people that they've turned down in the past for it, and what it means. And we were honored and flattered. But that's they, as with Subaru, obviously support the cause, and that it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Pierre, why don't we get the letter of the day, please?
Okay.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
K, as in special K.
All right, and you should have a five-lettered word, and we'll take caller number five then at 215-263-WMMR and see if we can give away this word of the week prize. So start calling in now. If you've collected those letters, a word you should have that, and we'll see if you can get it right. So, Pierre, when we wrap things up, send it back to you. What do you got going on?
Well, before that, I just wanted to mention that Matt Ritter, we've been talking about this, Jason and myself, and ever since I first heard his voice, he reminds me and has his voice, and I've never met him, of one of our great engineers, Mike Von Flodo. And Mike is not terribly well known to our listeners, and yet he's been with us a long time, and he's got a very distinctive speaking style, and Matt Ritter has a very distinctive speaking style, and so I think that the two of them ought to get together.
Okay. And start a duo.
Yeah, a
Flodo
radio
and
show.
Ritter.
Yeah, Flodo and Ritter. Just an idea. Just an idea.
So Pierre, when you're over at Campbell's, let me know. Come on over. We'll give you a tour of the Subaru headquarters after your live broadcast. It'd be great to meet you and have you in our building.
And bring Flodo.
Mike Von Flodo. Bring Flodo. That was not Matt Ritter. I can't see you, Matt, so I'm thinking that's Mike. At any rate, it's great to have you guys with us and be a part of it. On the program today, we will have a block of the Doors. We will have a workforce block of Elvis Costello, who's coming to the Hard Rock, and those went on sale today. And we will celebrate the year of 1990, and that'll be cool. Because as you guys played some music from 1990 earlier, we will have a weekend full of it. So we'll do a workforce block of songs from 1990 on the program today.
Excellent. All right. I am going to go to the phones. Pierre, I'm going to have to rely upon you to let me know if we get a correct answer or not for okay. Word of the Week. I'm going to go to John. Hey, John, good morning.
Great day in the morning.
Ah, well done, sir. John, what's the Word of the Week?
Frank.
Doobie doobie doo!
Yes! That's
doobie doobie doo.
That doobie doobie doo means you are correct. And Frank, or doobie, actually John?
Doobie doo.
Frank, John, doobie, we have a really doobie. Cool experience for you, sir. You doobie, are going to go doobie, and enjoy a 2-hour axe throwing experience for 10 people. It's a full party in the Philadelphia area's most extreme axe throwing venue, which is Chopper's Hatchet.
Get to the chopper!
Chopper's Hatchet House in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Sound pretty good to you, John?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Hang on just a second. And you can tell everybody to call you Frank that night. visit choppershh.com for more information. At this time, I usually thank our sponsors. Oh, real quick before I thank our sponsors. Thank you to IMS Audiovisual and Newman University for being here this morning.
Yay.
They supplied all of the video screens that we use here, and they do wonderful work, and they are a big part of our Camp Out for Hunger as well. All that visual stuff.
Oh, you see them out there. They're working, and they're doing a great job.
That's these guys. And the college students out getting some real world experience. So we thank them so much once again for being along this morning. It's excellent. Thank you to our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Rafferty Subaru. Philly's number one ranked Subaru sales leader, RaffertySubaru.com. Also brought to you by Subaru of Cherry Hill.
Yes.
Where the only deal they can't beat is the one they don't know about. And brought to you by John Kennedy Subaru. Love, it says love, find it at John Kennedy Subaru in Plymouth Meeting. Enjoy your
You're
ride.
Seeing a theme here, but again, all those are the dealers who help make all of this happen as well. So they're to be praised equally.
Next week on the Preston and Steve Show, Jeremy Piven will be in our studio. David Koechner will be in the studio.
Wow.
We have a Not Your Average listener on the program, and we are also going to have Frank Caliendo stopping by the studio.
Awesome.
That's going to be a great week.
Yeah, it'll be a great week.
That is it. We are done. Rage on. Have yourself a great weekend, and thanks again to Subaru of America here in Camden, New Jersey for this wonderful day. Bye-bye, guys.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
So it was my birthday and caught up in all the hype. I totally forgot to get my free Slurpee. Go!
Next message.
It's Friday and I just got out of work. And I have to tell you, I love the movie Braveheart.
Next message.
Yeah, this is for the astronomical at Goddamn 42 on Dirt Bike. You can't do the limit. You're gonna die. Get the out of my way. You useless pieces of.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.